High School Sports on KTNC, brought to you by Community Medical Center, Poppy Realty and Management, Southeast Nebraska Communication, Salem Grain and Barge, American Family Insurance, Runza, Consolidated Grain, F&M Bank, Peru State College, El Camino Electric, Farm and City Supply, Frontier Bank, Farm Bureau, Dins Country Meats, and Armbruster Motor Company.
It's time now to turn our attention to high school football. Peru State College Game of the Week on KTNC tonight. Six-man football on the air for the first time here on KTNC tonight. It'll be the Pawnee City Indians at Sterling to take on the Jets tonight. The Jets, they are coming in here ranked number 2 in the state. They are undefeated on the year, while Pawnee City comes into the ball game tonight with a record of 4-1. On the season. Sterling ranked number 2, Pawnee City ranked number 9 in six-man football. It's the second year of six-man football for Pawnee City as we get a few more area teams playing the six-man game. Sterling, as we said, they made it all the way to the championship game last year, and they're hoping to do that this year again and win the game this year. So they've got lofty goals. I had a chance to visit with the coaches, with Coach Brent Hoisman of Sterling and with Pawnee City Coach Scott Brumbaugh. I'll be back and visit with the coaches, starting with Sterling Coach Hoisman, after this two-minute timeout on KTNC.
Autumn is upon us, and that means Breast Cancer Awareness Month is here. Breast cancer is among the most curable forms of the cancer, and the five-year survival rate is 100% when discovered in its very early stage. This is a reminder to do something good for yourself and your loved ones. Schedule your mammogram today. At Community Medical Center Falls City, we are here for you. Let's take action together to learn about knowing your body and early detection to beat this disease. CMC, serving others, caring with compassion, and making a difference.
Like a prairie wildfire, the word is spreading fast. Try it, and you'll agree. Dins Country Meats quality is the best in the Midwest. Schedule your appointment now for your beef and pork custom slaughtering and processing. Place your orders for quarters and sides of Dins Meats. Special cut to your satisfaction. Always a cut above the rest. Dins Country Meats, your one-stop store for gas and groceries too. Located on the cutting edge of Highway 4 in Table Rock, Nebraska.
Hey softball fans, this is Andy at Armbruster Motor Company in Falls City, Nebraska. This week's shout-out for going the extra mile goes to the Falls City Lady Tiger softball slugger, Madison Jones. Congratulations on breaking the season home run record with 14 dingers this season. From all of us at Armbruster Motor Company, congratulations and best of luck.
Armbruster Motors, a tradition of commitment. Armbrusters go the extra mile.
Is it time to buy or sell? How about a property that needs to be managed? Call on the pros at Poppy Realty and Management in Falls City. They can provide you with management services for your farm, ranch, or recreational property, and can also assist you in buying or selling your property. Brian Poppy is a licensed broker in Nebraska and Kansas, here to help you seal the deal. Call Poppy Realty and Management today, and rest easy because you're in good hands. Call 245-5808 or visit 1616 Harlan Street in Falls City.
Time now to visit with Sterling head coach Brent Hoisman as the Jets coming into the ball game tonight in a very important contest. 5-0, undefeated on the year. Pawnee City 4-1. Coach, big district game tonight with Pawnee City. But before we get to that, let's talk a little bit about Sterling football. 5-0 this year. Championship game appearance last year. You know, I think the last time I was doing a Sterling football game, it's been a few years, we were talking about the future of the program, and it was not in great shape at that time. Things have certainly changed in just a couple of years, haven't they?
Yes, they have. Our last year, 8-man, yeah, it was hard times for us a little bit. We were struggling with numbers, and there were just some other factors, and they weren't going our direction. And as coaches, we kind of felt the culture was kind of shifting away from what Sterling football is used to. And one of the biggest shifts, I guess, was from when we switched from 8 to 6-man, and that was definitely advantageous for us. That first year 6-man, we had some kids who were a little smaller, so the 8-man game didn't exactly suit them as well. And they were really excited about switching over to 6-man, and they bought in. And then the culture kind of shifted back, and now I have to be in a great spot, as you can well see.
When you talk about six-man football, we don't see a lot of it right around the Falls City area, but Pawnee City's playing it, of course. You guys are playing it. Lewiston, we're getting more and more in the area. How is it accepted by the fan base when you did that, that everybody okay with it now, especially winning?
Yeah, at first we had a few naysayers. I mean, you look at travel and the schedule, there is some distance to be traveled for games, and that's one downfall, I guess, the six-man just in our area. Not a lot of six-man schools. Like you said, there's a few more than there have been, but that was one of the biggest drawbacks, I guess, going with a bunch of eight-man schools in our area. But once we kind of figured out, hey, we aren't traveling as much as we thought, not as bad or big a deal as we maybe thought at one point. And, yeah, once we got that hurdle cleared, everybody else kind of just jumped in. And, yeah, it was the fans have bought in from that point going forward. And, yeah, it's been great.
Oh, super. The kids get to participate and have some fun, and that's basically what it's all about anyway. But, all right, now let's talk about the Jets this year. Undefeated, 5-0. Things are going well.
Yeah, so far so good. We handled our five games on our schedule. We had Park Street Christian a couple weeks ago. We knew that'd be a big game for us, and our kids responded, stepped up to the plate, and we took it.
Tell me about the anticipation for this year's football team. You got that championship game last year. This year, I'm sure they come in with some high hopes and aspirations.
Yes, exactly. We have a core four senior class that have all been major players for us, and I guess the term unfinished business has been tossed around a little bit. We want to get back to that championship game and see if we can take home the title this year.
Tell me about the team. I'm going to ask you about the offense first. What are we going to see tonight on offense for Sterling?
Yeah, we try to mix things up. We're pretty diversified. We ask our kids to kind of learn several different positions. We'll play several different kids at quarterback. We involve several different guys running the football. And along with that, we also throw to several different guys. So we kind of ask our top six to eight kids to understand that there's different roles they need to play on certain plays and formations, and they've all bought into kind of what we're trying to do, and it's been really successful for us.
You're not telling announcers anything we like to hear with several quarterbacks and things like that, but we'll survive. Defensive side of the football, you've been pretty successful there as well.
Yeah, defensively, Coach Lemke, he's got those guys. He does a great job kind of coming up with a scheme each week, and our kids certainly have bought into what we're trying to do on that side of the ball. And, yeah, we've so far this year, I think the most we've given up is 16 points. And, yeah, those guys, we're a physical football team. We pride ourselves on being physical, and he definitely has them ready to go on that side of football.
All right, Pawnee City's coming to town tonight. They're 4-1 on the year. You're both undefeated in district play right now. Where you want to be? What's your concerns with the Indians tonight?
Yeah, we know they have a lot of talent coming back from last year, and they were probably one of our tougher teams last year. We looking at their roster, you know, I had one senior starter last year, so we know they definitely bring some athleticism and talent back to the table this year, and we're going to have our hands full with them on Friday. Hopefully we can do some things to counteract some of their skill position and, like I said, athleticism, but we know we're in for a dogfight on Friday night.
All right, Coach. With that, we'll let you go. Thanks for taking time to visit with us, and good luck in the ball game.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
We'll be back with more of a pregame show after this two-minute timeout on KTNC.
What is fast? Race car? A cheetah? Well, if internet didn't come to mind, call Southeast Nebraska Communications and get the Triple Play Bundle, including voice, internet, and Skitter TV, plus options for more speed. Their fast internet will allow multiple devices to download, upload, and stream video and games without pauses when buffering. Live in the Falls City area? Call Southeast Nebraska Communications and go fast.
Fall harvest is here. Do you have corn or beans to sell? Being locally owned and operated with facilities in Dawson, Salem, and Fall City, Salem Grain offers competitive prices and grain storage at all three locations. Call Salem Grain Company at 402-245-5373 for all your grain merchandising needs. Locally owned and operated, serving Southeast Nebraska and Northeast Kansas for over 45 years.
you always dreamed about owning your first house or car or business, but you also had nightmares? Introducing the May Only My Good Dreams Come True policy from American Family Insurance. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly.
American Family Insurance, Mutual Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin, 53783.
For details, contact Brent Harson Agent at B. Harson Agency, Fall City.
Runza in Fall City is keeping it real. That's right. The difference is real at Runza. Real beef. They use only 100% real ground beef in all of their burgers and Runza sandwiches. Real bread. No matter what's inside your favorite Runza sandwich, the bread is made fresh daily by a real person and served piping hot from the oven. And real onions. Every day they start with the freshest whole hand-sliced onions and dip them twice for their real rings. Stop by Runza in Fall City. They're keeping it real.
Welcome back to our pregame show. It's time now to visit with Pawnee City coach Scott Brumbaugh as Pawnee City gets ready for this game tonight at Sterling. Coach, let's talk a little bit about this football squad you've got this year. Your kids are coming into this ballgame 4-1 on the year, 2-0 in the district. Very important records. No matter what, Matt, the kids are winning. You got things on the right track last year playing six-man football, and it's been an improved season again this year.
Yeah, and that was something, you know, we talked about to start this year is we wanted to, you know, last year was kind of the season of change for us, not only change of six-man, but we needed to just change what we were doing because what we were doing wasn't working. We weren't winning. We needed to change attitudes, and that was kind of something we based ourselves on last year, and I felt this summer we really improved in all that. You know, this year was more, not so much the change, but just trying to get going and learn how to deal with being successful, because, you know, that brings a whole new challenge for us where that's something we're not used to. We're not used to every week out being, you know, maybe the better team and people gunning for you or, you know, wanting to take you down. So that brings a whole different game that we're not used to. So, you know, tonight's going to be exciting for the fact that this is the next challenge for us.
It had to be a challenge last year, going from 8-6, man, that first season with everything that went on with COVID. You can't practice, you can't do this. Last year had to be a real learning year, and hopefully this year it's more of a let's just go play and not have to think quite so much.
Yeah, you know, it's crazy. You watch all the film, and you think the adjustment's not going to be too hard, and then you start doing it, and by the time you get 3 weeks in, you're like, holy cow, we've done so many things wrong. This year has been a lot easier and a lot smoother. But, you know, there's still some adjusting that our kids, we don't think quite as fast as the other kids. You know, that quick team sometimes when the quarterback gets in trouble that other six-man teams you see do. So we're still in a learning curve.
Yeah, hopefully your teams are always in a learning curve, I guess, as they progress, and especially when they get to this point where pretty good season so far. A win tonight could really boost the spirits and give your kids a big jump towards postseason football.
Yeah, and that's the thing, you know, that's driving us right now is we're trying to, just like Sterling, we're trying to get that seeding for the playoffs and get that first round home game, and that's important, and that makes a big difference, you know, getting that first one on the road or at home versus on the road, because, you know, if you go on the road here, you know, like last year, we got to go on the road, and that's 6 hours, 6.5 hour trip, and you know, we don't want to go down that path again.
No, it's a long road when you get in the playoffs in the six-man game with the way the teams are spread out right now, but probably going to be more and more of them coming, it sounds like. You talked a little bit about attitude changing with the kids and everything. They've went from hoping to get a game or two, a win a season last year, making the playoffs, and now this year, I guess, hoping to get the playoffs and do damage once you get there.
Yeah, it's definitely been a progression. The boys are excited to finally have some success, and I, you know, I think that's what's going to drive us for our game the next 2 weeks. You know, against Sterling and Red Cloud, we get two undefeated teams in a row here coming, and you know, it's kind of that now that we are starting to feel good about ourselves, now it's that let's find out how good we really are.
Tell me about your football team. What are we going to see on offense tonight?
You know, we just like to spread it out and create alleyways like most teams. You know, Sterling's a little bit different. They're a little bigger than us, and they'll probably pack it in tight and just try to bowl us around the field. So, you know, we got to be ready for that defensively and offensively. We just got to get physical and make sure we can block our alleyways and get our kids up in it and, you know, and hope for the best.
And you talk about Sterling, the bigger team physically, but they made it all the way to the finals last year in six-man football, so they've got they've got a wealth of experience coming back here and kind of a been there, done that sort of team right now.
Yeah, and that's always scary. You know, right now they got that swagger and belief and, you know, we tell the kids that all the time, you know. Honestly, at the high school level, that's probably 80% of the battle is you know, the belief and fundamentals, and the rest is, you know, the talent is about the next 20%. But, you know, if you got kids that believe and try hard, then you're always going to be successful.
All right, Coach, with that, we'll call it good. We wish you and the Pawnee City Indians good luck in the matchup tonight.
All right, thank you.
We'll be back with more of our pregame show coming up after this two-minute timeout on KTNC.
Consolidated Grain and Barge in Fall City. From farm to market, you can count on Consolidated Grain and Barge to add value to your operation. They're well equipped to handle your grain quickly and efficiently. They focus on fast and friendly service to help move your grain safely and efficiently while providing exceptional service to you. Call today, Consolidated Grain and Barge in Fall City, and discuss alternative marketing solutions.
F&M Bank's mobile banking app makes banking from your smartphone a snap. You can view account balances, transfer funds, pay bills, and even make deposits, all from the convenience of your phone. Contact us today to find out how you can begin using mobile banking from F&M Bank Fall City. Local decisions, local solutions. Local focus. Member FDIC.
Mom, I got the job. I got the job.
That's fantastic. Is it more money?
It's a lot more money.
Oh, you deserve it for working so hard at the community college.
I'm not done yet. I'm going to get my bachelor's degree.
Wow, where?
Peru State College. They offer degrees completely online. They didn't hassle me about what courses transferred, and they offer in-state tuition to everyone.
Do you think I could go too?
Of course. Just visit Peru State College at peru.edu.
El Camino Electric in Fall City can help you with all your electrical problems. With over 15 years experience, licensed, insured, and bonded, El Camino Electric serves agriculture, residential, and commercial clients in southeast Nebraska. El Camino can also give free estimates on any major electrical work you want done. Want the best? Call El Camino Electric in Fall City. Call 402-245-3628. El Camino Electric in Fall City, your electrical problem solver.
You are listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Good evening, everyone, from Sterling, Nebraska. It's time for high school football tonight here on KTNC. My name is Randy Gatula. Tonight, seated alongside Tom Bartek, as we're settling in, Tom, for something I've never done before.
And neither have I.
Six-man football. Just when you think that you've had all the firsts that you can in your broadcast career, along comes a six-man game. Why are we working a six-man game? Well, for one thing, these are two pretty darn good football teams. The Sterling Jets come in here tonight undefeated, 5-0, ranked number one and number two, depending on which paper you look at, in six-man. The Pawnee City Indians are 4-1. They're only lost to Parkview Christian. They are ranked either number eight or number 10, again, depending on where you look at it. So any way you add it up, we have two top 10 teams squaring off tonight here in Sterling. And I'm looking forward to this one. I went over, Tom, and had a nice chat with the referees. We had a nice long visit. I just wanted to make sure nothing's going to sneak up and bite us on the rear here on these rules. For those of you that are not familiar with six-man football and maybe listening in tonight for your first broadcast, just like I'm doing my first one, there are some differences. The major difference is, of course, at first and 15 instead of first and 10. You have to pick up 15 yards to get a first down. The scoring is different. The touchdown is the traditional 6 points. However, the extra points are just the opposite of 8-man and 11-man. In the 6-man game, if you kick the extra point, you're awarded 2 points. If you run it in or pass it in, you only get one. Get this, Tom, a field goal is worth 4. There will be some kicking in this game. Because of that 2-point deal on the extra points, the teams are kind of forced into putting a kicker out there.
Yeah. Watching some of these kickers prior to the game, they've got some pretty good legs on them.
If a kickoff goes out of bounds, there's 3 options. The team can take the ball at the 25-yard line, they can take it where it went out of bounds plus a 5-yard penalty, or they can require the kicking team to re-kick the football. So there's 3 options there. And that's pretty much it. It's on an 80-yard field, just the same as the 8-man game. We've been watching the team warm up here, and I gotta confess, Tom, it looks a little weird.
when only three linemen up there.
When they split the tight ends out 10 yards on either side of the center, and you just got the center out there all alone, every play looks like a trick play being lined up out here.
I was going to ask you, Randy, when you were talking to the ref there, if they do kick the ball out of bounds, is there a penalty on it if they have to re-kick? Is there a 5-yard penalty on that?
He didn't mention that, but I would assume there is.
Okay.
Because they do that, they make you kick it from 5 yards further back. So, yeah, I'm sure that would be the same as the 8-man. Tom, let's take a 2-minute timeout here as part of our pregame. Then we're going to come back and look at the starting lineup for tonight's game right after this 2-minute timeout. You're listening to 6-Man High School Football on KTNC.
Marmon City Supply. We take good care of you. Family owned with the best brands in the business. We've got wall-to-wall selection. Yes, we do. Your country pot and superstore. We've got what you're looking for. For your farm, for your home, or your family. Yes, it's true. Farm and City Supply. We take good care of you.
Farm and City Supply, North 73 Highway in Falls City.
Generations of family working together on the same piece of land. It's a tradition around here. On a farm or ranch, everyone has their chores to do. The whole family contributes. It's a hard life, but it's a good life, too. Agriculture is America's largest family business. We're proud to be a part of it. Together we grow. Frontier Bank. Together we grow. Member FDIC. Online at frontbank.com.
Frontier Bank. Falls City and Stella.
For over 80 years, Farm Bureau Financial Services has served the unique needs of the ag industry. As members of your community, we get to know you and your operation, providing coverage for your farm, ranch, machinery, livestock, and so much more. Find out why we're the number one ag insurer. It's your future. Let's protect it.
See Jake or Tasha Arm Connect on 19th Street in Auburn or Weston Witt in Falls City. We're local Farm Bureau agents.
Number one ag insurer across our 8-state territory. 2018 SNL PNC Group Direct Written Premium.
Autumn is upon us, and that means Breast Cancer Awareness Month is here. Breast cancer is among the most curable forms of cancer, and the 5-year survival rate is 100% when discovered in its very early stage. This is a reminder to do something good for yourself and your loved ones. Schedule your mammogram today. At Community Medical Center Falls City, we are here for you. Let's take action together to learn about knowing your body and early detection to beat this disease. CMC, serving others, caring with compassion, and making a difference.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
All right, now let's look at the starting lineups offensively. First for the Pawnee City Indians, at center, Joey Martini, a 230-pound junior. At the ends, Bryce Guerra, a senior at 180, and Kylan Cooster, a senior at 135. The quarterback is Simon Osborne, a senior, 240 pounds. At the running backs are Kyle Kira, a 180-pound senior, and Andy Maloli, a junior, at 175. The Indians are 4-1 on the season, coached by head coach Scott Brumball. Now for the Sterling Jets, at center, Carson McAuliffe, 175 and a junior. The ends are Andrew Richardson, 190-pound senior, and Tanner McDonald, 215 and a senior. At the quarterback, Garrett Heyer. Heyer, a senior, 165. And the running backs are Trenton Peary, 160 and a junior, and Cody Bracky. Bracky is a 165-pound senior also. The Jets are 5-0 on the year. They're coached by Coach Brent Hoisman. We'll step aside for another 60-second timeout, and then we'll be back with more of our pregame show. Let's make it 2 minutes after this 2-minute break. You're listening to High School Football on KTNC.
Den's Country Meats in Table Rock has deep family values. Den's Country Meats is a USDA-inspected meat processing plant serving their customers with custom meat processing, award-winning sausages, and fresh retail cuts in their store. Stop by Dan's Country Meats in Table Rock and find out why they've been processing meat for 33 years with several varieties of jerky, snack sticks, brats, and summer sausage. Dan's Country Meats in Table Rock.
Hey, softball fans. This is Andy at Armbruster Motor Company in Falls City, Nebraska. This week's shout-out for going the extra mile goes to the Falls City Lady Tiger softball slugger, Madison Jones. Congratulations on breaking the season home run record with 14 dingers this season. From all of us at Armbruster Motor Company, congratulations and best of luck.
Armbruster Motors, a tradition of commitment. Armbrusters go the extra mile.
Is it time to buy or sell? How about a property that needs to be managed? Call on the pros at Poppy Realty and Management in Falls City. They can provide you with management services for your farm, ranch, or recreational property, and can also assist you in buying or selling your property. Brian Poppy is a licensed broker in Nebraska and Kansas, here to help you seal the deal. Call Poppy Realty and Management today and rest easy because you're in good hands. Call 245-5808 or visit 1616 Harlan Street in Falls City.
What is fast? Race car? A cheetah? Well, if internet didn't come to mind, call Southeast Nebraska Communications and get the Triple Play Bundle, including voice, internet, and Skitter TV, plus options for more speed. Their fast internet will allow multiple devices to download, upload, and stream video and games without pauses when buffering. Live in the Falls City area? Call Southeast Nebraska Communications and go fast.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
And we welcome you back to Sterling, Nebraska. Six-man high school football coming your way tonight here on KTNC. The Sterling Jets hosting the Pawnee City Indians. My name is Randy Gatula, seated alongside Tom Bartek for tonight's broadcast. I want to remind everyone that tonight's game is heard live online. You can listen free anywhere in the world at msksports.net. Click on Listen Live and select KTNC. Now, we're aware that the KTNC signal does not reach the Sterling area, so if you found us here online and you're listening in the Sterling area, why not pick up the phone and give a friend a call right now, someone that might be interested in Sterling football. And the same goes for our Pawnee City fans. Share that website with them, msksports.net. Click on Listen Live and select KTNC. We also want to remind you that tonight, over on our sister station, Sunny 101.3, John Nixon is on the air in Mound City as the Mound City Panthers are hosting the South Holt Knights in Missouri eight-man football. That's what's on live right now over on 101.3 FM. Here on KTNC, folks in the Pawnee City area, the FM signal at 107.1, it does a pretty good job getting into Pawnee City. Should be able to get us off the air on the FM side, 107.1 FM and 1230 AM. We've had the coin toss. Sterling won the toss. They have elected to receive the football. They will be receiving it from our right. They'll be moving from our right to left. That's from west to east here at Sterling. Teeing up the football for Pawnee City will be Kyle Guerra. And who's the deep man back there, Tom? Looks like
number
it's Perry.
19 for Trenton Sterling
Perry.
There.
Perry,
yep.
160-pound junior, back deep. Six-man football, a first for Randy Gatula tonight. Looking forward to this one. Here we go. Kyle Guerra set to come forward to kick it away. His toe meets the football, and here's the kick. A driving end-over-ender. Perry lets it go into the end zone. It goes out of the end zone and into the parked cars on the west end. And they'll bring it out, just like eight-man. They'll bring it out to the 15-yard line. It'll be first and 10 for the Sterling Jets. Again, that starting lineup offensively. Garrett Heyer is the quarterback. Perry and Gracky are in the backfield as the running backs. McDonald and Richardson are the ends. And big Carson McAuliffe is the center. McAuliffe is also the kicker for this team, and they do try to kick extras. Here we go. Heyer brings up to the line of scrimmage. Puts two running backs set to his left. The ends are set in tight. No, they're both to the right side of the center. Heyer takes a snap, pitches back to Perry. Perry runs the right side, has yardage across the 15, out to about the 17 or 18-yard line. Looks to have a gain of about 3 on the carry. Now, keep in mind, they got to get 15 yards for a first down.
Anthony Kling in on the tackle for Pawnee City, a freshman.
We'll give him a gain of 4 on the carry. It'll bring up second down and 11. That just doesn't seem right. He got 4 yards, still got to get 11.
Second and 11.
Second down and 11, the football. Around the 19-yard line, just shy of the 19. Higher again with the backs behind him. This time he ends to either side, pitches it to his left this time, breaking out into the open, and across the 25, near the 26-yard line, goes Trenton Perry.
Kylan Kuster made the stop there for Pawnee. He's the last one there.
Perry has the ball out to the 26-yard line. It'll bring up third down and 4 yards to go. They need to make the 30 for a first down. Third and four at the 26. Clock running, 9:04 to play. First quarter here at Sterling. No score in the contest. Garrett Heyer hands under center this time with split backs behind him. The official takes a timeout here. Apparently an equipment problem with one of the Pawnee City players here. The helping him with the chin strap, it looks like. They got that corrected. This time they're going to set it in I formation. Perry sets on the top of the I. Gracky is the fullback behind Heyer. Ends in tight. Pitch the ball back to Perry, the I back. He's got first down yardage across the 30, across the 35, out to the 38-yard line. And it'll be a first and 15 to go now for the Sterling Jets, working from their own 38-yard line.
Maloli made the stop there for Pawnee City.
Well, when you see the ends in tight I formation, that's the only way to describe it, I guess. Here we go, first and 15 at the 38-yard line. Sterling from their own 38. Again, they're going to set in the I formation. Perry is the I, the top of the I. Gracky is the fullback. Quarterback is Garrett Heyer. Pitches back to Perry. Perry runs off the left. Broke a tackle at the 40. He's at the 35 and caught from behind and dropped at around the 31-yard line. Trenton Perry on the carry.
Kling got him there. Make the tackle there for Pawnee. Boy, you know, Sterling's kind of flexing their muscle a little bit in this. You can see a little bit of size difference between the teams, Randy, and right now it's showing.
We'll call it second down and 3 yards to go. Gain of 12 on the carry. Second down and three. The line of scrimmage is at the 31-yard line. Spot the ball on the hash mark in from the near side. Wide side of the field to the right for Garrett Heyer. Again, they set on the eye. Fake to Perry. Rolling right. They want to throw the ball. Pass is complete. Out to the right side. Down the right sideline. All the way for the touchdown. Cleveland Richardson.
32.
Yes.
Andrew Richardson.
So it will be 1 yard. Here we go. We start writing him down. A 31-yard pass play to Andy Richardson for the touchdown. They fire up the music here. In the kick, to try for the two-pointer is Carson McCullough. Now, let's see. Where's the ball spotted? It's at the 10, so it's equivalent of a 20-yarder here. From the 10-yard line is where they spot it. McCullough to try and kick for two, waiting for the snap from center. The rush will be coming after him here. There's only four guys to block six. Ball is down, kick is up. It's long enough, and the kick is good. As Sterling goes on top 8-0 with 7:52 to play in the first period. We're back in 30 seconds on KTNC.
Fall harvest is here. Do you have corn or beans to sell? Being locally owned and operated with facilities in Dawson, Salem, and Fall City, Salem Grain offers competitive prices and grain storage at all three locations. Call Salem Grain Company at 402-245-5373 for all your grain merchandising needs. Locally owned and operated, serving Southeast Nebraska and Northeast Kansas for over 45 years.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
The scoring recap is brought to you by Farm Bureau Financial Services in Auburn, Nebraska. See Jake or Tasha for your needs in Auburn or Weston Witt in Fall City.
Sterling Jets took the opening drive, five plays, 65 yards, a 31-yard touchdown pass. Garrett Heyer to Andy Richardson. McCullough kicked the two-point conversion, and Sterling goes on top 8-0 with 7:52 to play here in the first period. This scoring recap brought to you by Farm Bureau Financial Services in Auburn and Fall City. All right, Sterling ready to kick it away here. The ball teed up at the 30. Back deep for Pawnee City to return it. Is that Maloli?
Yep, number 12 there.
Maloli stands at his own 3-yard line to wait for this kick. And it's a low bounding kick picked up by the up man at the 20, up to the 25, the 30, across the 30, and then thrown back. And, boy, a brutal tackle there at about the 32-yard line.
32, Andrew Richardson, who scored the touchdown, made that tackle.
Richardson made the tackle. So they'll spot the football. Let's see where they mark it. Just across the 30, we'll put it at the 32 is where this drive will start, Tom. First and 10 for the Indians. At quarterback, Big Simon Osborne, 240-pound senior, is the quarterback. Biggest quarterback we've seen this season at any level, 8 or 11 men. In the backfield, Andy Maloli sets behind him as a running back. The other three players are trips set to the right. Running to the right, Osborne pitches back to Maloli. Osborne, the lead block. Maloli is going to be met and stopped after a gain of about three. He's got the ball out near the 34-yard line. He'll be stopped there, a gain of three on the carry.
Garrett Heyer stood him up there for the stop.
So give McGee a three on the play. Second down and 12 yards to go now for Pawnee City. Osborne goes to the sideline, gets the play from Coach Scott Brumbaugh. Brings it in. They'll break their huddle at the 25-yard line, come up to the line of scrimmage. Joey Martini is the center. This time two wide receivers right, one wide left. Single setback, Maloli behind Osborne. Osborne has the snap, runs the option, pitch to Maloli. Osborne with the block. Maloli has first down yardage inside the 30, down to the 29-yard line. Andy Maloli came into this game with 657 yards rushing. I can see why, right?
Yeah, there. Trenton Peary there was hanging on there for Sterling to keep him from scoring.
Spot the ball at the 29-yard line. First and 15 to go now for the Indians. It's hard to say. First and 15 at the 29-yard line. Hey, I'm having fun with this.
Oh, yeah.
This is going to be a good time.
Here we go.
Indians over the football. Osborne is the quarterback. Set to his right is Gira. Behind him is Maloli. Osborne takes the snap, runs to the right, pitch back to Maloli. Maloli follows Osborne's lead block. He'll be hit and dropped after a gain of only a couple. He's down around the 27-yard line. We'll give him about two on the carry, and it'll bring up second down and 13 yards to go.
Richardson made the stop there for Sterling.
Well, Sterling went right down the field, five plays, 65 yards, and Pawnee City is similar to that right now. They've already reached the 27 of Sterling coming right up the field. It could be a track meet. Both of these teams averaging more than 60 points per ball game, Tom.
Yeah, wow. That is a lot of scoring.
Second down and 13 yards to go at the 27-yard line. Look how far Maloli. He's 10 yards off the line of scrimmage. Pitch the ball to Maloli, running to the left, blocking Osborne. Maloli is going to be brought down and stopped inside the 25, down near the 23 or 4-yard line. Looks like he got a gain of about another 4 yards.
Yeah, Garacki made stop there for Sterling.
They'll bring up third down and 9 to go now after the game puts the football at the 24-yard line. They need to get it to the 15 for first down yardage. Third and 9. Big third down play here.
Yes, it is.
Clock running. 6 minutes, 15 seconds to play. First quarter, 8 to nothing. Sterling on top if you're just joining us. Osborne with Maloli set behind him. Trips to the left. Osborne wants to throw the ball. Throws out to the over the middle, and the pass ball is incomplete. A flag is thrown. Going to have roughing the passer here, I think.
Yep, it looks
like. Let me tell you, when you are able to rough a 240-pound senior, that takes a pretty good effort. And he did knock Osborne down after he threw the pass. So
I think they called it a targeting foul or something.
Oh, really?
The way he went to his helmet there with his fist, Randy.
Okay, that's what that would be. Spearing. But, they call it spearing.
Spearing here.
Yeah. That's what we're going to have, helmet-to-helmet contact. Penalty yardage is going to move the football all the way down to the 12-yard line, where it'll be first and goal at the 12. Well, you got to really try to knock a guy that weighs 240 pounds down. So Osborne has Gira set to his right. Behind him is Maloli in the backfield. The ends are up on the line. Pitch the ball back to Maloli, running to the right. Maloli is going to be hit in the backfield and drop short of the line of scrimmage. He's going to lose about a yard. The ball was at the 12. Now we're going to move it out to the 13. It'll be second down and goal. The football now at the 13-yard line.
Richardson got to him first there, but there was a whole host of Sterling guys hanging on there.
Oh, there wasn't a lot of them now.
No, there's only six. And there's about five of them, I think, there.
Most of the team was there. 5.5 minutes to go, first quarter. 8-0. Sterling leading Pawnee City, two top 10 teams in six-man football here in Nebraska, squaring off tonight in Sterling. Leading them up to the line, Joey Martini, the center. Trips to the right for receivers. Osborne has Maloli behind him. Inside handoff, coming back from left to right. Nothing doing there. Carrying the football for Pawnee City was Jet Farwell. And he gets dropped.
Yeah.
He's just a freshman, 135 pounds.
Right. Richardson wasn't fooled on that. He kind of stood his ground over there for containment and made that stop.
Jet got dropped for a loss back out to the 15-yard line. So now it's third and goal at the 15. Remember, they started down at the 12. First and goal at the 12. Now third and goal from the 15. Backs on either side of Osborne this time. hand the ball off Maloli. Maloli up the middle, finds a little running room. He's down to around the 10-yard line, and it's going to be fourth down and goal at the 10. The ball is just inside the right side hash mark.
Tanner McDonald on the stop there for Sterling. Randy?
Now, do we see my first ever four-point field goal attempt? Timeout taken. Sterling, 4:11 to play here in the first quarter. Sterling leading Pawnee City 8-0. We're back in 30 seconds on KTNC.
You always dreamed about owning your first house or car or business, but you also had nightmares. Introducing the May Only My Good Dreams Come True policy from American Family Insurance. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly.
American Family Insurance, Mutual Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin, 53783.
For details, contact Brent Harson Agent at B. Harson Agency, Fall City.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Randy Gatula, Tom Bartek, back with you in Sterling, Nebraska tonight. It's six-man high school football, Sterling leading Pawnee City 8-0. When play is resumed, the Indians are going to have the ball facing fourth down and goal at the 10-yard line. It looks like they're going to come out and line up and run a play and go for a touchdown here.
Yeah, that's what it looks like.
Osborne, the big quarterback, 240 pounds, has Kyle Guerra set to his right. Maloli set 5 yards behind him. Maloli. Oh, the snap goes back to Osborne. He's going to throw the ball into the end zone. The pass falls incomplete. The receiver got knocked down in there, but there are no flags, and Sterling is held. The Jets will take over the football first and 15 from their own 10-yard line. Have to forgive me, folks. Just comes out. 4:06 to go, first quarter, 8-0. Sterling on top. The Jets have the football back. They'll begin this drive at the 10. Tonight's game live online at mscsports.net. All right, Garrett Heyer sets the backs in the I formation. Peary in the top of the I, pitched the ball to Peary. He runs to his left. He's got some open space. Into the open across the 20, out to the 21 or 22. He's going to get him 12 yards on the carry. It'll bring up second down and 3.
Kyle Gear for the stop for Pawnee City.
Second down and 3 yards to go. The football at the 22-yard line, just inside the left hash mark. If you're just tuning in, Sterling is up 8-0. They scored on their opening drive. Took them just 5 plays to go 65 yards. That was a 31-yard touchdown pass that Heyer threw out to Andy Richardson. All right, shotgun formation this time for Heyer with two running backs set beside him. Heyer pitches the ball to his trailing back, running to the right side is Peary. Peary breaks into the open, the 40, the 30. It's a foot race. They're chasing after him, and he'll be caught from behind down around the 15-yard line. Peary with a big game, but I'll tell you, somebody from Pawnee City, I think Maloli showed some speed there.
Yeah, to be able to catch him, because that looked like that was gone, didn't it?
Maloli ran him down from behind and dropped him at the 16-yard line is where they'll mark it. So now the ball's on the right hash mark. At the 16, first and 15 at the 16 for the Sterling Jets. Jared Heyer up under center this time with the back set in the I formation. The ends are in tight next to the center. Heyer takes the snap, pitches the ball back to the right is Peary. Peary on his feet, stood up. He's down near the 10-yard line and wrapped up there. He'll have a gain of about 6 yards on the carry.
Number
put the
three,
ball to 10.
Kylan Kuster in on that stuff for Pawnee.
Second down and 9 yards to go from the 10. He can get a first down inside the 1, between the 1 and the 2. So the ball is at the 10, second and 9. Again, they're split out about 5 yards either side of the center. Quarterback Heyer has Peary behind him. Gracky set to his right. Pitched the ball to Peary. Peary wants to run left. Now cuts outside. He's got some running room. And Peary will take it in from 10 yards out.
Wow.
It'll be a 10-yard touchdown carry carried in by Peary for the TD. And that puts Sterling on top 14-0, I think. Yes. Now we'll line up and try and kick the two-point conversion. McAuliffe in to kick it. Carson McAuliffe, 175-pound junior. Had a nice chat with Carson's dad tonight before the game. Down near the concessions, we visited a little about this six-man game. Waiting for the snap for McAuliffe's try for the two-point. The ball is down. The kick is up. Plenty of distance, but it's wide left. That one did not go through, so the score remains 14-0. Sterling on top. We're back in 30 seconds on KTNC.
Runza in Fall City is keeping it real. That's right. The difference is real at Runza. Real beef. They use only 100% real ground beef in all of their burgers and Runza sandwiches. Real bread. No matter what's inside your favorite Runza sandwich, the bread is made fresh daily by a real person and served piping hot from the oven. And real onions. Every day they start with the freshest full hand-sliced onions and dip them twice for their real rings. Stop by Runza in Fall City. They're keeping it real.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Scoring recap is brought to you by Farm Bureau Financial Services in Auburn.
All right, that scoring drive, four plays, covered 70 yards. Trenton Perry capped it off with a 10-yard touchdown run. Score came with 2:11 to go in the first quarter. The conversion attempt kick failed, and the score now goes 14-0. Sterling on top over Pawnee City. The scoring recap brought to you by Farm Bureau Financial Services in Auburn and Fall City. McCullough will tee the football up at the 30-yard line to kick it away for Sterling. Maloli will be the deep man back waiting to return it. Andy, 175-pound junior, came into the game tonight with 657 yards rushing in five ball games. All right, Maloli's going to field this one. No, he's not. He's letting it roll down, and it's going to... That's a live ball in there. It went into the end zone. Okay.
Yeah.
For a minute, it looked like it was outside the pylon.
It hit that pylon there.
Okay. Goes into the end zone. They'll bring it out to the 15-yard line. You know, at least every couple of years, I'll see a player stand and look at a kickoff like it's a punt, and that's a live football.
It's a live football.
And that happens more often than you would expect.
Yep.
Bring the football out to the 15-yard line. It'll be first and 10 there for the Pawnee City Indians. Let's see what the Indians can get going. Big Simon Osborne is the quarterback. He puts Trips to his left. Martini is the center. Behind him sets Andy Maloli. Osborne runs to the left, pitches back to Maloli on the option. Maloli crashes out the left side. Sterling is there waiting for him defensively after a gain of 2, maybe 3 yards on the carry for Andy.
Coming up for Sterling to make that stop was Trenton Peary.
John, this Sterling team, the defense, has only given up one touchdown in the first five games. That's the starting defense. So this has been a tough defense. Pawnee City fans, you need to be aware of just what the Indians are facing here tonight in this Sterling defense.
Yards are tough to come by right now.
Osborne with Maloli set behind him. Three receivers to the left side of the field. Well, they're all receivers. Back to pass. Down the left sideline. The receiver's there. Just overthrows his intended receiver. And he was looking downfield trying to get it to Bryce Guerra.
He had Guerra a step had, on him there, didn't
yeah,
he, Randy?
Guerra had a step on the defender. The pass was just slightly overthrown. You know, another foot or a foot and a half, and he'd have had a catch and maybe even six out of that one. Yeah.
Peary was back there in coverage.
And he questioned whether the big Osborne kid can throw the ball.
Yeah.
Well, that was answered there.
Man, he had a good arm, don't he?
That was from where he was standing, that was 50 yards in the air on an 80-yard field.
Yeah.
Clock stop with the incompleted pass. 1:27 to play in the first quarter. 14-0. Sterling, the number two or number one, take your pick, ranked team in the state. Over also top 10 ranked Pawnee City. Okay, this time two wide outs left, one wide to the right this time for Osborne. Osborne calls his count. Has the snap. He's back to pass. Sets up. Osborne's going to throw it over the middle. There's a receiver. Pass complete. Making the catch. Kyle Guerra. The 20, the 15, the 10, the 5. Touchdown.
Beautiful pass. Beautiful pass.
Kyle Guerra took that one in. The line of scrimmage was the 12-yard line. That will be a 68-yard touchdown pass. Complete to Kyle Guerra. Beautifully thrown. Guerra got in behind the defender. And Osborne laid the ball right on the money. Looks like Osborne's in to kick. And holding for Pawnee City is going to be Anthony Kling, a freshman, waiting for the snap on the two-point conversion kick. Ball is down. Osborne's kick is up. Plenty of length. Kick is good.
Yep.
And it's 14-8 with a minute 17 to play here in the first quarter. We're back in 30 seconds on KTNC.
Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City. From farm to market, you can count on Consolidated Grain and Barge to add value to your operation. They're well equipped to handle your grain quickly and efficiently. They focus on fast and friendly service to help move your grain safely and efficiently while providing exceptional service to you. Call today, Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City, and discuss alternative marketing solutions.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Dad, Randy Gatula, Tom Bartek, back with you here in Sterling. Time for our scoring drive recap brought to you by Farm Bureau Financial Services, Falls City, and Auburn. That drive took just three plays for Pawnee City to go 65 yards. Simon Osborne connected on a 68-yard touchdown pass to Kyle Guerra. Osborne kicked a two-point conversion, and our score now goes 14-8, Sterling on top. Tom, that's only the second touchdown scored this season on Sterling's starting defense.
Wow.
So that bodes well for Pawnee City. They were able to get points on the board there.
Sterling has been tough against the run so far tonight. They're going to have to probably do a little something in the air, Pawnee is.
All right, Kyle Guerra has the ball teed at the 30-yard line, ready to kick it away. I assume that's Perry back there.
Yep.
Here's Guerra's kick. Perry runs over to field it. It's going to go into the end zone and, again, into the park cars outside the end zone. And they'll bring it out to the 15-yard line. So with a minute 17 to play here in the first quarter, Tom, we got a football game.
Yes, we do.
14-8, Sterling leading Pawnee City. This is what I was kind of hoping to see tonight, coming over here, our first experience with six-man football. Again, we want to remind you the broadcast can be heard live tonight anywhere around the country on mscsports.net. Click on Listen Live and click on KTNC, and you can hear us free anywhere. All right, Garrett Heyer is going to be under center with an eye formation in set in tight. Heyer calling his cadence, takes a snap, pitches back to Perry. Perry tries to run to the right. Oh, nothing there.
Oh, wow.
Super defense on the part of Pawnee City. They were waiting for him in the backfield. He didn't even get back to the line of scrimmage.
Clayton, let me see. What is that number? 12, it looks like. That would be Andy Maloli in on that stop. Boy, they smothered that.
Clayton Shook had a part of that one there. 21 also.
You know, I noticed this is the first time that Pawnee City's big quarterback is in on defense, Randy. Yep. He's playing kind of the right tackle there for
him. I'd like to have to block that.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was Clayton Shook, a junior that was there leading the tackle. All right, this time we're in the shotgun formation for Heyer. Option left. Pitch to Perry. Perry's got some room at the 20, 25, 30. And take it out of bounds at the 35-yard line.
That's going to come back, Randy. They were holding Osborne on that. Sterling's going to get that penalty there.
Flag is thrown back inside the 15-yard line, and that's going to negate a good job of running the ball by Perry. Did you notice there that Clayton Shook, where's 21, who was lined up on the left side defensively, was the man that came over and made the tackle. He covered a lot of territory in a hurry there. So the penalty yardage is going to back the Jets back inside the 10, put the ball down near the 6-yard line, and it's going to bring up second down. And what? 9 yards to go.
No, it looks like, and then the 15 in addition to that. So we got 24 or so, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, second and 24.
Yeah. 9 and 15 is 20. I'm going to add 10. Pitch the ball back to Perry. Perry comes to the left. 15, dropped it near the 15-yard line. The Pawnee City defense is showing a little bit of prowess here of their own right now.
They sure are. Maloli came over to make that stop.
That's the end of your first quarter after one period of play, 14-8. Sterling leading Pawnee City. We'll step aside for 1 minute. You're listening to High School Football on KTMC.
Financing is probably the last thing farmers want to think about when they finish harvesting that last bit of crop. But you are in luck. The local ag experts at F&M Bank are here to make it easy. You can prop your feet up while the F&M Bank ag lenders set your operation up for success. Come see Derek, Alex, or Rod at F&M Bank for your farm financing needs. Local decisions, local solutions, local focus.
Mom, I got the job. I got the job.
That's fantastic. Is it more money?
It's a lot more money.
Oh, you deserve it for working so hard at the community college.
I'm not done yet. I'm going to get my bachelor's degree.
Wow, where?
Peru State College. They offer degrees completely online. They didn't hassle me about what course is transferred, and they offer in-state tuition to everyone.
Do you think I could go too?
Of course. Just visit Peru State College at peru.edu.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Champion. All right, a fresh 10 minutes on the clock, 10-minute quarters here, six-man football. And when play is resumed, the Sterling Jets will have the football at their own, that's not the 19-yard line, at the 11-yard line. Third down and 19 yards to go. I was reading the clock wrong there. Higher in the shotgun formation, bobbles a snap. Picked up in the backfield. Running to the right is Peary. Now throws the ball over the middle. Pass is going to be complete. Coming around the left sideline with the ball, I think that's Richardson. Andrew Richardson's going to be wrestled out of bounds. On the play, let's describe what happened here. The ball was fumbled on the snap by Heyer. It went back to Trenton Peary. Peary picked the ball up, rolled right, threw a pass over the middle, complete, I think, to Richardson. He came to the left sideline and got driven out of bounds after a nice game and puts the football out to the 16-yard line.
He picked up quite a few on that, but he's still going to be 14 short. Cooster made the stop there on the sideline for Pawnee.
Lots to describe there. Fourth down and 14, punting situation. Who's the punter back there?
32. That is Andrew Richardson.
Andy Richardson's going to punt the ball away for Sterling. Nope. Oh, yeah, now they pitch it back to him. I see. That's something different. Fair catch called for. The ball takes a Sterling roll and rolls inside the 25 down near the 22-yard line. Apparently, you can't kick the ball either until somebody else handles it. You know, they say you can't advance the ball past the line of scrimmage because why would you not direct snap to your punter? Instead, they snap to the quarterback. He turns and pitches to the punter.
We'll have to keep an eye if they do that every time.
That was our first punt we've seen.
Yeah. That seems kind of like an odd rule
that's
there.
That's one the ref didn't mention to me when I talked to him earlier. I did do my homework, folks. I had a nice long conversation with the referees tonight down here. Here comes Pawnee City over the football. Simon Osborne sets in a shotgun formation with Maloli set behind him. Wide receiver right is Gira. Pitch the ball to Maloli. He comes to the left. Spins forward across the 25 out to the 26-yard line. Andy Maloli, the ball carrier. What they're doing here, folks, if you're not familiar with six-man football, they've got big Simon Osborne, a 240-pound senior. He's the quarterback. He's also the lead blocker on these option plays. So he runs an option left or right with Maloli as the trailing back. He'll pitch the ball back to Maloli, and then Osborne usually just completely blows up the first defender that comes over there and tries to spring Maloli for some yardage.
Sterling has been quick to kind of cover up, though, on that. But you're right. He does usually take care of that first guy.
Gain of four on the carry. Second down and 11. Again, they put it to Osborne. Pitch back to Maloli. He's got some room. Maloli is out across the 30 and then gets thrown back. Nice gain on the play of about 8 yards. So it's going to bring up third down and still about 7 yards to go. The football on the 30-yard line.
Garrett Heyer there on a hard hit. That was a tough tackle right there in the middle of the field.
At the bottom of the hour, you're in tune with KTNC, Fall City, Nebraska, 1230 AM, FM 107.1. 7:51 to play. First half. 14-8, Sterling leading Pawnee City, Indians football. Osborne in the shotgun, has the snap, back to pass, goes incomplete, out to the left side, across the 30, near first down yardage, dragging the tackler with him is Jeff Farwell, and Jeff Farwell is going to get the first down yardage, 135-pound freshman, dragging a defender with him enough to get first down yardage, and he'll have it with about a foot to spare. That's because I'm lined up directly across with the down marker. The official takes a look at it.
He's taking a look. It's awful close. They're going to measure it, looks like. You're betting it's the first down,
huh? I'm betting it's the first down.
All right.
He may have not got the spot I thought he should have got either. It appeared he was well beyond that down marker when he finally went down. Boy, they're studying this. They're going to bring it over. From where I'm sitting, it looks like he's got it with a half a football to spare.
All right. I'll trust your eyesight, Randy.
7:27 to play first half. We'll update you here. 14-8 is our score. Sterling leading Pawnee City. Indians, I think, got a first down. It was a heck of an effort there by Jed if he did not. I thought sure he was there. Yes, he does. By the length of the football.
Look at you go, huh?
Good job. I want to, again, acknowledge Jet Farwell. Jet is a freshman. He weighs 135 pounds, and he was dragging a would-be tackler down the sideline and just what he needed in it. Without that second effort dragging the tackler, he'd have been short.
You're exactly right.
All right, first and 10, Pawnee City. Line of scrimmage, their own 37-yard line. Osborne puts three receivers to the right of the center. Single setback is Maloli. Pits the ball back. Trying to run as Maloli hit in the backfield, got loose, got back to the line of scrimmage, and that's all. Then he'll be thrown back. Andy Maloli was hit three times in the backfield and shed those tacklers and managed to get the ball back to the line of scrimmage. No gain, but he did well not to lose.
Cody Garacki ended up making the tackle, but you're right. He avoided a lot of people, and that was a big run just to get back to the line of scrimmage.
I've been seeing a lot of the Sterling folks this week. Watch the Sterling girls. They played very well the other night. We're over at Lewiston, won a couple of volleyball games, defeated College View Academy in Lewiston, took both matches. All right, Pawnee City, Osborne throws the ball out. That's, again, Jet Farwell, the freshman, and Jet Farwell. I'm always cheering for the little guy.
He is a little guy. Boy,
I were one once upon a time. I know that's hard to believe, but 135 pounds out there, and he's battling.
McAuliffe made the stop. He's a tough little runner for as small as he is.
Someday I'll show you an Elk Creek football roster from 1965. 90 pounds.
Oh, my.
And there were three of us that weighed 99 pounds. Third down, and looks like about 10 to go here. Back to pass, Osborne. Over the middle, overthrows his intended receiver. Well, Bryce Gira was the intended receiver. Osborne was expecting him to go down the sideline. Gira ran a slant pattern across the middle, and there was a little miscommunication there, obviously. I saw Simon went over toward the bench with his arms outstretched, like, whoops. Somebody zigged when they should have zagged there. So, it's going to be a fourth down and about 10 yards to go. The line of scrimmage at the 37 of Sterling. Punting situation. Simon Osborne in to punt the ball away. Stands at his own 32-yard line. Nobody back deep for Sterling to return it. Osborne, a low driving punt. That should sail into the end zone with no problem at all. And they'll bring it out to the 15-yard line. And that's where the Sterling Jets will begin this drive. They'll take over first and 10 from their own 15-yard line. Tonight, over on Sunny 101.3, John Nixon is in Mound City, Missouri. The Southold Knights are taking on the Mound City Panthers. That's on 101.3, Sunny 101.3, KLZA, our sister station in Falls City. All right, first and 10 for the Jets, working from their own 15-yard line. Garrett Heyer puts an end to either side. No, both ends to the left of the center this time. I formation behind Heyer. Gracky is the fullback. Trenton Peary is the I-back. Pits the ball to Peary. Peary up the middle. Crashes across the 20, out near the 22. He'll get about seven on the carry.
Kyle Gira made the stop there for Pawnee. Stuck his head in there and stuck him cold. Picked up, what, about 6-7 yards on that? Giving him six.
Clock is running. 5:24 to go, first half. I expected maybe a few more points up by now. It's 14-8. Both teams been averaging more than 60 points per ball game. Second down, and we'll call it 9 yards to go for the Jets. As Heyer is going to be under center this time with his end set tight, the back set in the I formation. Hand off, no, back to pass. Heyer looks down the right sideline. Pass is going to be complete. Making the catch is Richardson will have first down yardage. Richardson has the ball across the 30, out to the 34-yard line, first and 10 for the Sterling Jets.
Kuster was there for the stop, but boy, they had two receivers out there, and the one defender for Pawnee had to make a choice, go with the deep one or stay with the short one, and he went with the deep one.
Richardson was lined up to the left of center, came down the field 5 yards, and then ran a slant pattern across the middle, and the ball was delivered. Richardson with first down yardage. Put the football out to the 34-yard line. Again, two backs set back in the backfield. Shotgun formation for Heyer. Pitches back. Flags fly. Whistle sound before the play unfolds. Was that Richardson back there taking the snap that time? It was.
Yep.
Garrett Heyer was replaced by Andrew Richardson, and he took the snap. Is Heyer still on the field, though? Yes, he was. He was in as a receiver, so they just kind of switched out there. All right, down to 4:25. Clock continues to run. 14-8, Sterling on top. Line of scrimmage is at the 28-yard line. First down and 20 now for the Jets. Garrett Heyer sets in the shotgun formation. Two receivers to the right. That's McDonald and Richardson. Heyer pitches the ball back to Perry. Perry hit in the backfield, then dives forward. Maybe got a yard out of it, close to the 30-yard line. Trenton Perry was wrapped up pretty quickly. I'm impressed with the defensive effort here by Pawnee City.
Kyle Guerra was back there creating havoc there in the backfield. That was a nice play.
What I did not expect was a defensive battle.
I know.
When I looked at all the points both of these teams have been putting up, so far, though, just 14-8 with 3.5 minutes left to play here in the first half. That can change in a blink of an eye, though. Second down and about, let's say 19 yards to go here. Second and 19 from the 30. Heyer has the snap. Fakes a handoff. Back to pass. Throws the ball over the middle. Pass is going to be complete down the right sideline. First down, yardage. 30-yard line goes Tanner McDonald. McDonald on a crossing pattern over the middle makes a reception and carries it down the right sideline to the 30-yard line, first and 10, Sterling.
Cooster there from Pawnee. Boy, that was a well-conceived play right there.
At the 30-yard line, the ball on the right side hash mark, first and 15 for the Jets. Carson McCullough is the center. Set to his left are Richardson and McDonald, the receivers. The quarterback is Garrett Heyer. Perry and Gracke in the backfield with him. Heyer has the snap. Pitches back to Perry. They'll run to the left side. Perry gets short yardage across the 30, inside the 30, down near the 29. Only about a yard gain on the carry.
Garrett came clear from the other side of the field to make that stop.
Give him a gain of a yard on the carry. It'll bring up second down and 14 yards to go. Clock is inside of 3 minutes to play here now in the first half. 2:49. You know, this is fun, Tom.
It is fun.
This is a good time.
Fast-moving game with both teams rushing the ball as much as they are.
Note to self. Talk to John Nixon about doing some more six-man football. This is fun. Second down and 14 yards to go. The line of scrimmage is at the 29-yard line. Garrett Heyer has the snap. Fakes the pitch. Back to pass. Down the sideline. Pass is complete at the 10, the 5, and in for the touchdown. For Sterling goes Carson McCullough. The line of scrimmage was the 29, and so that'll be a 29-yard touchdown pass to Carson McCullough, complete from Garrett Heyer. I called him Ben for a minute there.
And he's going to line up, see if he can kick his extra point, or extra points, I guess I should say, McCullough.
This is McCullough, ready to try and kick the two extra points to the double. Waiting for the snap from center for McCullough. On count. Still waiting for the snap. And now people jumping around down here. What are we going
to
have?
Yeah, I think they got Sterling to jump there.
Illegal procedure on Sterling. Carson McCullough caught that one from Garrett Heyer. So now they'll back him up, try it again. It'll be a little longer. Ball is spotted now, 15-yard line. Suddenly it's equivalent of a 25-yard field goal.
Yes, sir.
A little more of a challenge here for Carson McCullough. Again, we wait for the snap. Long, long count. I don't know why they're holding so long there. There's the snap. Ball is down. Kicks up.
Hit the goal post.
Went upright and got in. Banked it off the right upright and got it in for McCullough. And our score goes now 22-8, 2:24 to play here in the first half. We're back in 30 seconds on KTNC.
Electrical problems? Call the problem solvers. El Camino Electric in Fall City. With over 15 years' experience in the electric industry, they are licensed, bonded, and insured. They do agricultural, commercial, and residential. El Camino also has free estimates on any work you might want done. So call the problem solvers at El Camino Electric in Fall City at 402-245-3628. Solve your electrical issues with El Camino Electric in Fall City.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Reason this thing's moving fast, these are 10-minute quarters.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. This scoring recap brought to you by Farm Bureau Financial Services in Auburn, Nebraska. See Jake or Tasha for your needs in Auburn or Weston Witt in Falls City.
Well, it was a 29-yard touchdown pass from Garrett Heyer to Carson McCullough that completed a six-play, 65-yard drive. McCullough banked the two-point conversion off the right upright, got it to go through, and it's 22-8, Sterling on top now. with 2:24 left to play in tab. This scoring recap presented by Farm Bureau Financial Services in Auburn and Falls City. You're invited to stop by and see Jake or Tasha Arm Connect in Auburn or Weston Witt in Falls City. And our thanks to the fine folks at Farm Bureau Financial Services for their continued support throughout the football season. Great to have them aboard as regular sponsors on these football broadcasts.
Keeps us working, Randy.
You betcha. Ball teed at the 30-yard line. McAuliffe ready to kick it away. We got two men back deep for Pawnee City this time. Maloli and Guerra. Maloli's back deep. And the ball goes out of bounds. Now, here are the options. I've been waiting for this.
I know.
They can take the ball at the 25. They can take it where it went out of bounds, plus 5. Or they can make them re-kick it. Looks like they're going to make them re-kick it.
Yeah.
And they will be backed up 5 yards on the ensuing kick here. So, 2:24 to go in the first half. 22-8, Sterling leading Pawnee City. Now back them up to the 25-yard line and make them kick it over again. Again, Maloli is the deep man. Who's the two guys up front?
See, you got 16 is 16 for Pawnee
Anthony
is Anthony Kling.
He's a freshman running back. That kid's got 364 yards this year rushing as a freshman.
And number 5, Justin Pierce, a sophomore.
So Pierce and Kling are the up men. That becomes more important as they back them up here. Let's see what happens. McAuliffe with the ball teed at the 25 this time. Ready to come forward, and here's his kick. High end over ender. Maloli's going to field the football at the 17. He's at the 20. Hesitates a minute. A flag is thrown across the 25 out to the 27, but we've got a flag thrown back near the 20-yard line. Holding is going to be the call on Pawnee City on the return. They'll be called for holding.
Let's see where they're going to start this. They're marking it off from the 22 down to the, looks like about the 12. Randy, going to be first and 10 for Pawnee.
Any updates from Mr. Nixon there yet? 2:18 to go here until halftime. Penalty yardage is going to put the football back inside the 15 down near the 12. Pawnee City starting deep in their own territory at the 12-yard line. Simon Osborne, the big quarterback, has Maloli set behind him. Option to the right, pitch to Maloli. Osborne with the lead block. Maloli turns the corner.
Got outside.
25 to 30, 35, 40, down to the 30, the 20. Nobody to catch him, the 10, the 5. Touchdown.
Yeah, I see no flags either, Randy.
That will be a 67-yarder. The ball was at the 13-yard line, a 67-yard run by Andy Maloli. And I told you it can change in the blink of an eye here, and that's what happened to us.
Wow.
Maloli took that one 67 yards on a one-play 67-yard run.
Wow.
All right, try and kick the conversion here.
Osborne for the kick.
Ball is down. Osborne's kick. It's a low line drive and did not get through there. Kick failed, but the score now 22-14 with 2:05 to go in the first half. We're back in 30 seconds on KTNC.
Farm and City Supply, we take good care of you. Family owned with the best brands in the business. We've got wall-to-wall selection, yes we do. Your country pot and superstore, we've got what you're looking for. For your farm, for your home, or your family, yes it's true. Farm and City Supply, we take good care of you.
Farm and City Supply, North 73 Highway in Falls City.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Farm Bureau Financial Services in Auburn and Falls City bringing you this scoring recap.
A one-play, 67-yard drive. Andy Maloli, a 67-yard run down the right sideline, outran everybody. Conversion kick failed, and with 2:05 to go here in the first half, our score 22-14, Sterling leading the Pawnee City Indians.
Got a couple scores to pass along, Randy. Right now it's 14-8, Mound City leading South Holt with 7:25 left in the second, and also the Irish up 34-0. And then I got a text after that that they're starting a running clock, so they must be up far enough to start that.
Yeah, that's have to be. So, all right, here's the kick from Pawnee City. High end over ender back there chasing after Peary. He's going to pick it up and run it from the 2. He's to the 5. He's at the 10, the 15, the 20. and hit and down goes hard near the 20-yard line. Did I see a flag thrown in there?
Well, I don't see one. Oh, wait, I do see one over by that ref. Yeah, there is one. Gira stood him up. We'll see what the call is.
Right at the 20-yard line, a crushing tackle and a flag thrown in.
Block in the back there. Yeah, to Sterling.
He called for the penalty. Block in the back. Clock is inside of 2 minutes to play here now in our first half. A minute 58 showing on the game clock. 22-14 in a dandy football game at we've got going tonight here in Sterling.
Look, they're going to mark it just right at the 10, just slightly over the 10-yard line.
So the Jets will start, as Tom told you, near the 10-yard line. That's 15, I believe.
No, that's a 10.
Never mind 10. What it says on the... Okay.
Yeah, they were wrong up there, weren't they?
All right. At the 10-yard line. Here's the pitch back to the trailing back, Peary.
Room
down the left sideline. It's a foot race. Perry at the 30, the 20. They dive, and he breaks his tackle at the 15.
Wow.
Takes it all the way for the touchdown.
It looked like Bryce Giro was going to make that tackle. He dove and grabbed his leg, but he was able to get out of that tackle there and score.
Okay.
Wow, we're seeing some fireworks now, Randy.
Yeah, that's nice. Trenton Peary with a 70-yard touchdown run, a one-play 70-yard drive. Minute, you know we've had three touchdowns scored in three plays now. The past three plays have all gone for touchdowns.
Yes, sir.
We had a 20-yard pass, 67-yard run, and 70-yard run on our last three plays. All right, now we'll have the try for the conversion. Holding the ball will be Garrett Heyer. Carson McCullough to try and kick the 2 points. Now the referees hold things up here for a minute. Perhaps an equipment problem again. Somebody having trouble with a chin strap. They'll have to bring subs out here. The official giving them time for that because of the equipment called an official timeout. Now the try for the 2-point conversion. Carson McCullough to kick. Garrett Heyer to hold. We wait for the snap. Long count. There's a snap. Ball is down in place. Kick is up. Kick is good. McCullough kick. Our score now 30-14 with a minute 44 to play in the first half. We're back in 30 seconds on KTNC.
He's on the 30. He's on the 20. He's on the 10. It's a touchdown.
There's nothing like football. The lights, the cheers of the crowd, and getting a chance to see our local athletes and kids give it all they've got. Come to a game. Support our local schools. Frontier Bank. Good with money. We're an equal housing lender. Member FDIC. Online at frontbank.com.
Frontier Bank. Fall City and Stella.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Farm Bureau Financial Services bringing you this scoring recap. Jake Ertachi in Auburn and Weston Witt in Falls City.
Good job there, Tom, competing with the train going through Sterling tonight. A one-play 70-yard run, Trenton Peary, one-play drive. McCullough added the 2-point kick, 30-14. Sterling jumps out to the lead now with a minute 44 to play here in first half. Again, this scoring recap being presented by Farm Bureau Financial Services and Burlington Northern Radio, the railroad. The trains come through. A lot of places we go, the trains come through. Like
yes,
that.
Sir.
So Sterling is no exception.
Well, we still got a minute 44. Could still get a couple more scores before half.
Ball teed up at the 40 because of the penalty on the play. So the kick is going to go into the end zone and against the chain link fence down where the cars are parked at the north, at the west end. They'll bring it out to the 15-yard line and start there first and 10. A minute 44 left to play in the first half, Tom. You know that's time for a lot more scoring.
The way it's been here lately, you're right.
The past three plays have gone for touchdowns.
Wow.
How about that? 30-14, our score. Be sure and stay tuned at halftime for our halftime show, our halftime scoring recap. It'll be presented by Armbruster Motor Company, your GM dealer in Falls City. All right, Simon Osborne takes a snap, pitches the ball back, Maloli. Maloli's hit in the backfield. He get back to the line of scrimmage. The Sterling defense, or check that, that was Kyle Gira carrying the ball. Gira carried the ball that time, and the Sterling defense is fired up after that last big play.
Tanner McDonald was in there first, and he didn't give much. That looks like they lost 2 yards on that, Randy.
Easy for that Sterling defense to be fired up. They're also the offense. Not a lot of change between the two offensively and defensively.
No.
Let's see what Osborne can do here now. Second down and about 17 yards to go. I've stopped looking down at that one. Pitched the ball back to the trailing back, Maloli. Maloli, again, hit in the backfield. And again, he fails to get back to the line of scrimmage. And Sterling is going to use a timeout here and try and get the ball back. 56 seconds to go, first half. Timeout, Sterling. We'll step aside for 30 seconds. You're listening to live coverage. Six-man high school football on KTNC.
For over 80 years, Farm Bureau Financial Services has served the unique needs of the ag industry. As members of your community, we get to know you and your operation, providing coverage for your farm, ranch, machinery, livestock, and so much more. Find out why we're the number one ag insurer. It's your future. Let's protect it.
See Jake or Tasha Arm Connect on 19th Street in Auburn or Weston Witt in Falls City. We're local Farm Bureau agents.
Number one ag insurer across our eight-state territory. 2018 SNL PNC Group Direct Written Premium.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Well, Tom and I were just looking around here. There's a pretty good crowd on hand here tonight, Tom, for this football game. Two top 10 ranked teams in the state and six men. And Pawnee City brought a big following with them across the way. This might be a good chance for us to acknowledge and say thanks to our buddy R.J. Hickey. RJ does a great job of texting us the Pawnee City scores when we're not covering the Indians, and that allows us to keep our listeners, no matter where we are, updated on how the Indians are doing. And we do want to acknowledge RJ for his assistance. Thanks a lot, Mr. Hickey.
I got a few scoring updates here, Randy. It's 27-0 Milford after one. They are playing the Falls City Tigers, and the Sacred Heart Irish are up 40-0 at halftime.
Who are they playing tonight?
I do not have that.
Whoever texts you that, we got to remind him to tell us who.
Omaha Christian. Omaha Christian.
OCA. Now we've got a timeout taken here by Pawnee City after they look things over. So back-to-back timeouts. We'll step aside and take another 30-second breather. You're listening to High School Football on KTNC.
Autumn is upon us, and that means Breast Cancer Awareness Month is here. Breast cancer is among the most curable forms of cancer, and the 5-year survival rate is 100% when discovered in its very early stage. This is a reminder to do something good for yourself and your loved ones. Schedule your mammogram today. At Community Medical Center Falls City, we are here for you. Let's take action together to learn about knowing your body and early detection to beat this disease. CMC, serving others, caring with compassion, and making a difference.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
And we welcome you back to Sterling. I want to remind you, next week we'll have football both Thursday and Friday nights. On Thursday night, Troy Nelson and I will be traveling out to Dilber, Nebraska, Dilber O'Dell and Sacred Heart. That'll be here on KTNC. Freeman will be at Johnson County Central on Sunday. That's Thursday night. We'll tell you about the Friday night games in a minute. Osborne has the snap. Throws the ball back to the left side. Pass complete, Maloli. Maloli down the left sideline, the 15, the 20, the 25. Broken tackle across the 25. Hit near the 27. He'll be stopped short of the first down yardage. And it'll bring up fourth down and still about 4 yards to go. Timeout taken by Pawnee City.
That was a good play. Trenton Peary was there to stop him short.
Another timeout on the field. 42 seconds left to play first half. We're back in half a minute on KTNC.
Like a prairie wildfire, the word is spreading fast. Try it, and you'll agree. Dense Country Meats quality is the best in the Midwest. Schedule your appointment now for your beef and pork custom slaughtering and processing. Place your orders for quarters and sides of Dense Meats. Special cut to your satisfaction. Always a cut above the rest. Dense Country Meats, your one-stop store for gas and groceries, too. Located on the cutting edge of Highway 4 in Table Rock, Nebraska.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
42 seconds left to play in the first half here at Sterling. A little cheering in the press box.
They are right by us, aren't they?
Yeah. The ball is spotted at the 26-yard line. The Pawnee City Indians are facing fourth down and four from their own 26 with 42 seconds to play in the first half. The score, 30-14, Sterling with the lead. Here come the Indians. Osborne is going to come up under center this time. First time I've...
Yeah.
Hands under center. Backs in the backfield. Wait a minute. They're going to direct snap it here. Watch this. Osborne's lined up like he's going to take the snap. They're trying to get people to jump. And it looks like maybe Pawnee City. They were trying to get Sterling to jump off sides, and it may be that Pawnee City moved. Let's wait and see. The referee coming over to talk to the line judge here. Still waiting for an indication from the ref. They're picking up the flag, and they're not doing anything with it.
That's
pretty strange. Pawnee City kind of milling around over on the sideline as though they've got a timeout taken. The ref has just blown the play clock.
Now they are going to call a timeout.
Okay. And again, we'll step aside for half a minute. You're listening to High School Football on KTNC.
Hey, softball fans. This is Andy at Armbruster Motor Company in Falls City, Nebraska. This week's shout-out for going the extra mile goes to the Falls City Lady Tiger softball slugger, Madison Jones. Congratulations on breaking the season home run record with 14 dingers this season. From all of us at Armbruster Motor Company, congratulations and best of luck.
Armbruster Motors, a tradition of commitment. Armbrusters go the extra mile.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
42 seconds to play here in the first half. 30-14, our score. Sterling leading Pawnee City. Two top 10 ranked teams in the six-man ranks here in Nebraska. They're going to line up and go for it here on fourth and four. Simon Osborne is in the shotgun formation with Maloli set behind it. Trips to the right, back to pass. Osborne, he's got time. Dumps it over the middle. The pass is going to be caught by Maloli. He's got the first down and then some. Spins across the 40. Gets it into Sterling territory to the 39-yard line. A very well-conceived and very well-executed play there.
Certainly was. He tried to get out of bounds, but Garacki kept him from doing that.
At the top of the hour, this is KTNC, 1230 AM, 107.1 FM in Falls City, Nebraska. Simon Osborne on first and 15. Oh, the ball is grabbed up by Sterling. They come up with the football. And Sterling has the ball. It popped up in the air,
wow.
And the next thing you look up, Sterling's advancing the ball down inside the 35 to the 33. Illegal procedure is the call on Pawnee City.
Yeah,
that will, of course, be declined, and Sterling will get possession of the football. Somehow on the exchange, when I looked up, the ball was popped up in the air. I didn't see anybody hit anybody to call.
No, it was just he never got that off the ground when he snapped it. It just kind of like it was stubbed it against the ground there.
Sterling came up with the football, so now the Jets have 13 seconds with to work at the 33-yard line of Pawnee City. What have you got that's good for 33 yards and 13 seconds here in the playbook, Coach?
Yeah, I don't think either team has a timeout left.
Garrett Heyer. Back to pass, setting up, throws the ball over the middle, pass falls incomplete. Actually throwing the ball that time was Andrew Richardson. Richardson was looking for Heyer as a receiver.
Putting some heat on him back there was Clayton Shook there for Pawnee.
Richardson's quite an athlete there. He can probably play every position out there. 8.9 seconds left to play now in the first half. 30-14 the score. Ball comes back to the 34-yard line, second down and 15 yards to go for the Sterling Jets. At the 34, here comes Sterling over the ball. This time, I think Richardson's going to be your quarterback again. Heyer split wide to the right. Andy Richardson's the quarterback, waiting for a snap. In motion is Peary. Richardson rolls right, pressure coming, throws the ball over the middle. Pass underthrown. He was looking over here on the right side for Carson McCullough. Came up just short.
Bryce Gear was putting some pressure on him back there, and he had to get rid of it.
3 seconds to play now. Time for one more play here for the Jets. Third down, 15 yards to go at the 34-yard line of Pawnee City. They'll wind up and throw it toward the end zone here, I would assume.
Yeah.
Garrett Heyer comes to the sideline here to get the... play from Coach Van Hoisman, talking it over. Just 3 seconds left to go. Be sure and stay tuned for our halftime show presented by Armbruster Motor Company, your GM dealer in Falls City. Armbruster Motor Company brings you our halftime scoring recap and our postgame scoring recap. And now we've got timeout taken by Sterling. So, again, we'll step aside for 30 seconds. You're listening to High School Football on KTNC.
Is it time to buy or sell? How about a property that needs to be managed? Call on the pros at Poppy Realty and Management in Falls City. They can provide you with management services for your farm, ranch, or recreational property, and can also assist you in buying or selling your property. Brian Poppy is a licensed broker in Nebraska and Kansas, here to help you seal the deal. Call Poppy Realty and Management today, and rest easy because you're in good hands. Call 245-5808 or visit 1616 Harlan Street in Falls City.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Oh, what do you think, Tom? It's taken us about 10 minutes to play the last minute of this ballgame here.
This has been lengthy, hasn't it?
Multiple timeouts, turnovers, a little bit of everything. Sterling's got time for one more play. 3 seconds on the clock. The line of scrimmage is at the 34-yard line.
Yeah, they're going to have...
Ends are set in tight. Hire has a running back on either side of him in the shotgun formation. Gracky and Perry are set back there with Garrett Hire. Man goes in motion. We haven't seen that. It's Perry coming out to the right. Hires back to pass, rolling right. Has time. Going to throw deep. Has a receiver downfield and overthrows him. Pass falls incomplete, intended for Trenton Perry near the goal line. And that'll be the end of the first half. At the half, our halftime score, Sterling 30, Pawnee City 14. We'll take a two-minute timeout, and then we'll be back with the Armbruster Motor Company halftime show. That's coming up after this two-minute break on KTNC.
What is fast? Race car? A cheetah? Well, if internet didn't come to mind, call Southeast Nebraska Communications and get the Triple Play bundle, including voice, internet, and Skitter TV, plus options for more speed. Their fast internet will allow multiple devices to download, upload, and stream video and games without pauses when buffering. Live in the Falls City area? Call Southeast Nebraska Communications and go fast.
Fall harvest is here. Do you have corn or beans to sell? Being locally owned and operated with facilities in Dawson, Salem, and Falls City, Salem Grain offers competitive prices and grain storage at all three locations. Call Salem Grain Company at 402-245-5373 for all your grain merchandising needs. Locally owned and operated, serving Southeast Nebraska and Northeast Kansas for over 45 years.
You always dreamed about owning your first house or car or business, but you also had nightmares. Introducing the May Only My Good Dreams Come True policy from American Family Insurance. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly.
American Family Insurance Mutual Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin, 53783.
For details, contact Brent Harson Agent at B. Harson Agency, Fall City.
Runza in Falls City is keeping it real. That's right. The difference is real at Runza. Real beef. They use only 100% real ground beef in all of their burgers and Runza sandwiches. Real bread. No matter what's inside your favorite Runza sandwich, the bread is made fresh daily by a real person and served piping hot from the oven. And real onions. Every day they start with the freshest whole hand-sliced onions and dip them twice for their real rings. Stop by Runza in Falls City. They're keeping it real.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Welcome back to Sterling, Nebraska for tonight's six-man game between Sterling and Pawnee City. This halftime scoring recap is brought to you by Armbruster Motor Company in Falls City, offering many makes of vehicles, including Chevrolet, Buick, Chrysler. Always choose us for your maintenance and repair needs. Dodge, Jeep, and Ram also.
Our halftime score here is Sterling 30-14, the Sterling Jets leading the Pawnee City Indians. Let's take a look at the scoring and how it went. Sterling got on the board first with 7:52 to play in the first period. A five-play, 65-yard drive was capped by a 31-yard touchdown pass from Garrett Hire to, Boston here.
Richardson,
yes. Andy Richardson caught that one. McCullough kicked the two-point conversion, made it 8-0. with Sterling on top. Then with 2:11 to play in the first period, a 10-yard touchdown run by Trenton Perry capped a four-play 70-yard drive. The failed kick made it 14-0 Sterling. Pawnee City came storming back with 1:17 to go in the first quarter. A 68-yard touchdown pass from Simon Osborne to Kyle Garrett capped a three-play 65-yard drive. Osborne's two-point kick made it 14-8. Pawnee City back within six. Then with 2:24 to go, well, a lot of scoring in the last 2 minutes. 2:24 to go first half, a 29-yard pass. Garrett hired a Carson McCullough, capped a six-play 65-yard drive. McCullough's two-point kick made it 22-8. Pawnee City answered on the next play here, one-play 67-yard drive and a 67-yard run. The kick failed, made it 22-14. And then with 1:44 to go in the first half, Trenton Perry broke free down the sideline for 70 on a one-play 70-yard drive. McCullough's two-point kick made it 30-14. And that's where we stand at halftime with the Sterling Jets leading the Pawnee City Indians 30-14 at the half. We're going to take a two-minute break here. Then we're going to update you with the latest weather forecast, another 2 minutes of important information from our sponsors, and then we'll be back with more of our halftime show. After this, you're listening to High School Football, the Sterling Jets and the Pawnee City Indians on KTNC.
Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City. From farm to market, you can count on Consolidated Grain and Barge to add value to your operation. They're well equipped to handle your grain quickly and efficiently. They focus on fast and friendly service to help move your grain safely and efficiently while providing exceptional service to you. Call today Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City and discuss alternative marketing solutions.
F&M Bank's mobile banking app makes banking from your smartphone a snap. You can view account balances, transfer funds, pay bills, and even make deposits, all from the convenience of your phone. Contact us today to find out how you can begin using mobile banking from F&M Bank Falls City. Local decisions, local solutions, local focus. Member FDIC.
Mom, I got the job. I got the job.
That's fantastic. Is it more money?
It's a lot more money.
Oh, you deserve it for working so hard at the community college.
I'm not done yet. I'm going to get my bachelor's degree.
Wow, where?
Peru State College. They offer degrees completely online. They didn't hassle me about what courses transferred, and they offer in-state tuition to everyone.
Do you think I could go too?
Of course. Just visit Peru State College at peru.edu.
El Camino Electric in Falls City can help you with all your electrical problems. With over 15 years experience, licensed, insured, and bonded, El Camino Electric serves agriculture, residential, and commercial clients in southeast Nebraska. El Camino can also give free estimates on any major electrical work you want done. Want the best? Call El Camino Electric in Falls City. Call 402-245-3628. El Camino Electric in Falls City, your electrical problem solver.
This is your good time oldie station, KTNC, Falls City. I'm weatherology meteorologist Derek Dolman. For tonight, we'll look for partial cloud cover here across the region, lows drop into the lower 60s. As we kick off the weekend for your Saturday, partly sunny, highs make it up to around 90 with southeast winds at around 5 to 20 miles per hour. And then for your Saturday night, partial cloud cover, lows bottom off to around 62 with isolated showers possible late on Sunday, partly sunny, and a high near 76. On Sunday night, we'll look for a chance of showers and storms under cloudy skies. Lows fall back to around 53 with showers and storms possible for your Monday and a high near 67. By Monday night, skies become clear, lows in the upper 40s, with spotty rain showers possible late on Tuesday under plenty of sunshine, highs around 74. That's your weatherology forecast on KTNC. Right now, 77.
Marmon City Supply, we take good care of you. Family owned with the best brands in the business. We've got wall-to-wall selection, yes we do. Your country pot and superstore, we've got what you're looking for. For your farm, for your home, or your family, yes it's true. Farm and City Supply, we take good care of you.
Farm and City Supply, North 73 Highway in Falls City.
Generations of family working together on the same piece of land. It's a tradition around here. On a farm or ranch, everyone has their chores to do. The whole family contributes. It's a hard life, but it's a good life, too. Agriculture is America's largest family business. We're proud to be a part of it. Together we grow. Frontier Bank. Together we grow. Member FDIC. Online at frontbank.com.
Frontier Bank, Falls City, and Stella.
For over 80 years, Farm Bureau Financial Services has served the unique needs of the ag industry. As members of your community, we get to know you and your operation, providing coverage for your farm, ranch, machinery, livestock, and so much more. Find out why we're the number one ag insurer. It's your future. Let's protect it.
See Jake or Tasha Arm Connect on 19th Street in Auburn or Weston Witt in Falls City. We're local Farm Bureau agents.
Number one ag insurer across our 8-state territory. 2018 SNL PNC Group Direct Written Premium.
Autumn is upon us, and that means Breast Cancer Awareness Month is here. Breast cancer is among the most curable forms of cancer, and the 5-year survival rate is 100% when discovered in its very early stage. This is a reminder to do something good for yourself and your loved ones. Schedule your mammogram today. At Community Medical Center Falls City, we are here for you. Let's take action together to learn about knowing your body and early detection to beat this disease. CMC, serving others, caring with compassion, and making a difference.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
And we welcome you back to Sterling once again. It's halftime. The Sterling Jets leading the Pawnee City Indians. Our halftime score, Sterling 30 and Pawnee City 14. Let's take a look at what we've got planned for our folks next week here. On Thursday night, Troy Nelson's going to join me for 8-man football from Diller, Nebraska. The Sacred Heart Irish are going to be on the road, traveling out to Diller to take on Diller Odell. That'll be here on KTNC. Over on Sunny 101.3, Tom, you and John Nixon are going to be in Tecumseh as Johnson County Central will be hosting the Freeman Falcons. That'll be Thursday night, those games. Then 1 week from tonight, on Friday night, Troy and I will be back here again on KTNC as the Falls City Tigers host the Nebraska City Pioneers. That'll be there from Jug Brown Stadium in Falls City from our luxurious broadcast suite at Jug Brown Stadium, and it is nice. Meanwhile, John Nixon and Lucas Freshel will be traveling over to Oregon, Missouri to South Holt as the South Holt Knights will be hosting the Rockport Blue Jays in 8-man football. So that's what we've got on tap. 2 games Thursday night, 1 on each station, and 2 games Friday night. It'll be a weekend filled with high school football, both here on KTNC and on Sunny 101.3. We're going to step aside for another 2-minute timeout and be back with more of our Arm Brewster Motor Company's halftime show right after this 2-minute break. You're listening to high school football on KTNC.
Den's Country Meats in Table Rock has deep family values. Den's Country Meats is a USDA-inspected meat processing plant serving their customers with custom meat processing, award-winning sausages, and fresh retail cuts in their store. Stop by Den's Country Meats in Table Rock and find out why they've been processing meat for 33 years. With several varieties of jerky, snack sticks, brats, and summer sausage, Den's Country Meats in Table Rock.
Hey, softball fans. This is Andy at Armbruster Motor Company in Falls City, Nebraska. This week's shout-out for going the extra mile goes to the Falls City Lady Tiger softball slugger, Madison Jones. Congratulations on breaking the season home run record with 14 dingers this season. From all of us at Armbruster Motor Company, congratulations and best of luck.
Armbruster Motors, a tradition of commitment. Armbruster's got the extra mile.
Is it time to buy or sell? How about a property that needs to be managed? Call on the pros at Poppy Realty and Management in Falls City. They can provide you with management services for your farm, ranch, or recreational property, and can also assist you in buying or selling your property. Brian Poppy is a licensed broker in Nebraska and Kansas, here to help you seal the deal. Call Poppy Realty and Management today, and rest easy because you're in good hands. Call 245-5808 or visit 1616 Harlan Street in Falls City.
What is fast? Race cars? A cheetah? Well, if internet didn't come to mind, call Southeast Nebraska Communications and get the Triple Play bundle, including voice, internet, and Skitter TV, plus options for more speed. Their fast internet will allow multiple devices to download, upload, and stream video and games without pauses when buffering. Live in the Falls City area? Call Southeast Nebraska Communications and go fast.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Randy Gatula and Tom Barczak back with you here in Sterling, Nebraska. High school football tonight on KTNC and online at mscsports.net. Well, Tom, what do you think of this six-man game here? That's kind of fun.
It is a fun game. It's a fast game. I tell you what, the one thing I noticed in this, Randy, is that with those six guys out there, there's a lot of one-on-one at the end there, and if that guy doesn't make that tackle, he's going all the way because there isn't much back there.
Now, you can't whiff on the open field tackle because
nope.
There's nobody else back there, that's for sure. I had a chance to see my first six-man game, probably 35, 40 years ago at Elk Creek before they closed the high school down in 84, but I attended a six-man game there. I don't know how that worked. I had a night off from being on the air. And I also picked one up over at Lewiston a couple of years back. They had a game that got rained out on lightning on a Friday night. They rescheduled it on a Saturday afternoon, so I drove over to Lewiston just for the curiosity of it to see a six-man game. So I've seen the game before, but this is the first opportunity we've had to get to call one. One of the stories I like to share about Lewiston, I did an eight-man game there one day, and we had like a 50-mile-an-hour south wind blowing, and they punted the ball, and the ball went up in the air. The wind caught it. It went over the press box and blew into a ditch behind the press box and some six-foot-tall weeds and sunflowers, and they couldn't
play. Oh, my gosh.
I'd never seen them lose a football before. They had to go get one off the bench. So eventually, they found the football.
Oh, wow.
And blew into the weeds. Let's take a look at some more scores
Yeah. I've got a couple updates here. At halftime, Auburn is leading Nebraska City 24-14. South Holt took the lead at halftime over Mound City 24-16, and that Irish game again at halftime over Omaha Christian 40-0 Irish.
So those are the scoring updates that we have for you from around southeast Nebraska. Tomorrow evening here on KTNC, we're going to have University of Nebraska football. I believe that's a 6:30.
Looking forward to that one.
Pre-game begins at 4:30 here on KTNC. You can hear our friends, Greg Sharp, Matt Davison, calling that one for you with Michigan in town. Undefeated Michigan, rated Michigan. Looks to me like the table is set for an upset.
Boy, I hope so, Randy.
Huskers have been playing well.
They have.
I've been impressed the last couple of outings. They could very easily have a couple more wins on the ledger there than they have, but I'm not ready to give up on my Huskers yet. We're going to stick with them here. I think they're going to win some ball games. Sure would be nice to see him get to a bowl this year and get bowl eligible.
I agree.
I'd like to see that happen. All right. As we get set to move into second half action, Sterling will be kicking off. Pawnee City will be receiving. Sterling will be kicking from our left to right. Pawnee City running from our right to left. That's west to east. Actually, this field kind of sets in here northwest to southeast, but I like to call the right to west and the left to east, so that's what we'll do. So we're getting set to go, 30-14, Sterling with the lead over Pawnee City. And here to describe the third quarter play-by-play action for you is Tom Barton.
Thank you, Randy. Richardson going to tee it up here for Sterling. Back deep for Pawnee City is Maloli. We'll see what happens here. This could be an exciting second half, Randy. Looking forward to it.
Lots of fireworks there in the last 2 minutes.
Richardson, there's the kick. Maloli's going to take that at about his 7-yard line there. Straight up, middle there. He's got a little gap, and then he's brought down hard at the 23-yard line there.
Carson McCullough on the tackle there for the Sterling Jets. It was McCullough on the stop.
Pawnee City going to be first and 10 at their own 23-yard line. The score again, Sterling up 30-14.
Gotcha. First and 15.
Oh, I did say 10, didn't I? Wow. You catch me on that anytime you can.
Welcome to the club.
Wow. That's right. First and 15. Wow. Back at the quarterback still is Osborne, and in the backfield behind him is Maloli. There's a snap. Pitches ball back to Maloli. Puts a block. Maloli cuts the ball back up to the right and picks up about 2 yards on that. Oh, yeah, give him three.
Andrew Richardson on the tackle. Carson McCullough also in on the stop with the assist for Sterling.
Second down and about 12 for Pawnee. This is a big drive for them. They need to get something going here, get them to start this half. Sterling has been awful tough to run that ball on. They've had some success on one play. The other play was a long pass play, but for the most part, Sterling has been dynamite there.
As we mentioned earlier, the starting defense has now only allowed 3 touchdowns all season, 2 of them tonight.
Pawnee breaks the huddle. Osborne calling the snap count in the shotgun with Maloli behind him. 3 split out to the left. There's the snap. Osborne looks deep. They're rushing him. He rolls right, throws the ball, and it's caught. Caught by Kyle Gira there for a first down for Pawnee City all the way out to the Sterling 38-yard line.
It was Richardson over there that made the stop on him as he pulled that one in. He was well covered. The defender was all over him when he caught that football. Enough for the first down. Here comes another Coltrane.
First down and 10 for Pawnee. 30-14 the score. They are at the Sterling, we're going to say, 37-yard line there. 8:54 left. 10-minute quarters here in six-man. Osborne back in the shotgun. Maloli behind him. We've got receivers split left and right. Osborne calls the snap. Man in motion there. And there's the snap. Looks down deep. There's a flag thrown. He throws the ball up. Gear is wide open then, just off his hands there. He drops it there, incomplete.
Gear had a couple of steps on the defenders. There were 2 defenders running with him, but he was a couple of yards behind him.
We got an illegal shift there on Pawnee City. Going to bring that back here, even if he would have caught it there. Going to be a 5-yard penalty. So going to bring up first down now and 20 yards for Pawnee City.
Clock has stopped now, 8:46 to play. We're in the third quarter here at Sterling, 30-14. Sterling Jets leading the Pawnee City Indians.
Osborne back in the shotgun, Maloli behind him. Got 2 receivers, well, anybody's a receiver, but we've got 3 split to the right side there. There's a snap. Hands the ball off. Gear around the left side there. He's got an opening there. He gets the sideline, and it looks like he's going to go all the way, Randy. I see no flags. That's going to be a 45-yard scoring play there for Gira. Wow. That opened up and just went all the way for the score.
45 yards. And the score comes with 8 minutes and 36 seconds to play in the third quarter.
Osborne lined up here for the 2-point kick attempt. Gira calls the snap. There's the snap, and they kicks it up, and it looks like it is good. It's going to be a 2-point conversion. It's going to bring the score to 30-22, Sterling. And we'll be back to Sterling here in 30 seconds.
Fall harvest is here. Do you have corn or beans to sell? Being locally owned and operated with facilities in Dawson, Salem, and Fall City, Salem Grain offers competitive prices and grain storage at all 3 locations. Call Salem Grain Company at 402-245-5373 for all your grain merchandising needs. Locally owned and operated, serving Southeast Nebraska and Northeast Kansas for over 45 years.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Welcome back to Sterling. This Farm Bureau Financial Services in Auburn, Nebraska are sponsoring this scoring recap.
Scoring drive, 4 plays, 57 yards. Kyle Gira scored from 43 yards out. Osborne with a 2-point conversion. 30-22, Pawnee City back within 8.
Osborne teeing it up here at the 30. And there he comes. It's a good kick. It is going to get to the end zone there and through the end zone for a touchback. Going to bring the ball out to the 15-yard line where Sterling will take over. First down and 10. 8:36 left in the third quarter. Sterling will be first and 10 at their own 15-yard line.
And it's an 8-point ball game, so anybody's contest here, a 1-score ball game between 2 top 10 ranked teams in six-man here in the Nebraska six-man ranks.
Yeah, Randy was saying Sterling has only given up 1 score, that's their starting defense, and Pawnee City's put it in 3 times already. Sterling still has the lead. Back at the quarterback there for Sterling is Garrett Heyer. He's under center. Pitches the ball back to number 19, Trenton Peary, and starts off with about a 5-yard gain over around the right side.
There to lead the stop was Andy Maloli, Kyle Gira also in on the tackle for Pawnee City.
Here he took a pretty good hit on that. It was a little bit slow getting up there. Going to bring up second down 11. Give him four on that carry. 8:10 clock running here in the third quarter. Sterling breaks the huddle. Hire is coming up under center again. Back in the backfield are Cody Garacki and Trenton Peary. Calls a snap count. It rolls right there, looking for a receiver, and it's overthrown there. Incomplete pass. Going to bring up third down now, and 11 yards to go for Sterling.
Tanner McDonald was the intended receiver. He's the big tight end. He's a 215-pound senior. This is six-man football, but there are some specimens out there on the field. There are some big boys playing this game.
Yes, there are. 7:49 left. Clock stopped here in third after that incomplete pass. Now we've got Hire splitting out to the left. Back in the backfield, we've got Peary, Garacki, and Richardson.
Richardson taking a snap.
There's a snap. Richardson pitches the ball back to number 19, Trent Peary, around the left end. But that is stopped cold. Wow. Threw him for about a four-yard loss on that, Randy.
Well, that was a big tackle by Gira that came in and got him.
He sniffed that out. Going to bring up fourth down now and 15 for Sterling.
Bryce Gira, 180-pound senior, came in and made the tackle. He tried to reverse and come back, and Bryce was waiting there for him.
Back deep for Pawnee City to receive the punt is Anthony Kling, a freshman. Punting for Sterling is number 32, Andrew Richardson. There's a snap. He pitches it back to Richardson. There's the kick. It's a nice kick. Gets over the head of and he recovers the ball there at the 27. He jumped on that thing, didn't he? I don't know why he did that, but
confusion there.
Yeah.
They'll show that on the videotape and probably teach him a little bit on Monday.
Pawnee City going to take over at their own 27-yard line. First down and 10. 6:53 left here in the third quarter. Sterling up 30-22 here in the third quarter. Here comes Osborne on the field after getting the play from the coach on the sideline. We break the huddle. We've got number 16 in the backfield there with him this time, which is Anthony Kling, the freshman. Osborne calls the snap count. There's the ball, rolls right, pitches the ball to Kling, around the right side, he picks up a block, and has a good gain of about 6 yards on that play.
There to make the tackle on him for Sterling was Cody Gracky, also Garrett Heyer, helping out with the stop.
I'm going to bring up second down, and we're going to call it 10 yards to go for us Pawnee City. Osborne going back to the coach on the sideline for the play, comes back into the huddle.
One thing that I did not anticipate on six-man football is how much easier it is. You've only got 12 people to keep track of instead of 22 of them out there.
That is true. That is true. Second down 15. Second down 10 yards to go for Pawnee City. Osborne calls the snap. He rolls left, pitches the ball back to Kling again. He gets around the left end. He's got an opening there, and he's knocked out of bounds there at the 35-yard line of Sterling for a first down.
Making the tackle on him was Trenton Peary. Peary knocked him out of bounds, but as you said, Tom, not before first down yardage. Ball was just outside the 35, call it the 36-yard line now. Clock shows 5:59 to play, third quarter. 30-22, Sterling up by 8, but Pawnee City moving the football.
Pawnee City is moving the football. First down here, as John said, 15 to go.
I'm Randy.
Osborne back, calling the snap. There it is. Rolls right, again pitches the ball to Kling, cuts it up the right side, and gets just a short gain on it. Oh, wait a minute, that ball came out loose. I don't know if he was down or not. Yeah, they're going to say he was down.
I think it was blown dead. Andy Richardson is the guy that got the tackle on him. Andrew made the stop. Ball didn't come out till he was on the ground, but here's something Pawnee City's not going to want to see. Their quarterback, Simon Osborne, is limping as he goes to the sideline and goes out of the ballgame.
Sterling kept them with no gain, possibly a half-yard loss on that.
They're going to have a new quarterback in here. I think it's Justin Pierce, 130-pound sophomore, is in at quarterback for Pawnee City.
Justin Pierce.
Osborne on the sideline limping over there.
Kling back in the backfield along with Pierce. There's the snap. Hands off to Gear. Coming around the left side. There's a lot of Sterling guys there to knock him down. And they do knock him out of bounds after about a, they're going to call it a 2-yard loss on that.
Andrew Richardson, the man that ran him down, came across with good pursuit, took him out of bounds. Now we've got timeout for a player that's shaking up here on the sideline. One of the
Gear is holding.
City players are down here looking at a lower extremity, an ankle maybe on the right side. Timeout taken on the field, so we'll step aside for 30 seconds. You're listening to high school football on Fall City's KTNC.
You always dreamed about owning your first house or car or business, but you also had nightmares. Introducing the May Only My Good Dreams Come True policy from American Family Insurance. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly.
American Family Insurance, Mutual Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin, 53783.
For details, contact Brent Harson Agent at B. Harson Agency, Fall City.
You are listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Well, Simon Osborne left the field on the previous play, and then on the next play, Kyle Gira tackled and taken out of bounds, and he's going to be assisted back across the field. And you know, Tom, he's not putting any weight whatsoever on that right ankle. He
certainly is not.
So Kyle Gira, his return is certainly going to be questionable. He's not putting any weight on it. So on back-to-back plays, the Indians have lost Simon Osborne and Kyle Gira out of that backfield. It looks so like...
It looks like Osborne's laying on his stomach over there. They were doing some work on, I don't know if it's his back or what. It's hard to tell. It's clear across the field.
Well,
what's going
on? Six-man football, you don't want to lose two of your offensive backfield here. So Maloney will be in the backfield. The quarterback, I think, is going to continue to be...
Justin Pierce? I don't know.
Pierce
he's five out. Oh, he's back getting the play from the coach there. Looks like Osborne's getting up. Stretching out and getting his mouthpiece back in. Maybe we'll see him. Looks like he's gonna come back in, Randy. That's a good thing for Pawnee City.
Rice, Guerra, and Cooster are the ends. So Simon Osborne apparently is going to return to the field after that.
He's getting the play from the coach on the sideline, and here he comes on back in.
Seems to be moving okay. He was limping when he left the game prior to that last play.
Third down here now, and we're going to call it 19 yards for Pawnee City. Osborne at the quarterback position. Oh, well, looks like maybe we took too much time or so where that flag came from. They're going to mark up another 5 yards against Pawnee City. Delay a game. So that's going to bring up now third down and 19 yards. For Pawnee City.
Tom, I'm trying to pick up who your new running back is in place of Kyle Gira. You got Andy Maloney, and he's coming out here split to the left.
16, it looks like, Randy. Anthony Kling is back there.
He's a freshman. Now, Anthony has 364 yards rushing.
Osborne gets the snap, looking to throw the ball, throws it to Kling, cuts up the middle there, and he's going to get a gain, but it's going to be short, going to be way short of the first down. Going to bring up fourth down and 16 yards to go on this, which I believe will probably bring up a punting situation here for Pawnee City here close to midfield.
Big old bear hug tackle there by Andrew Richardson. Cody Gracke was also in on the stop for the Jets.
4:37 and counting, and we've got a timeout on the field. Called by Pawnee City. You're listening to High School Football on KTNC Radio, and we'll be back in 30 seconds.
Runza in Fall City is keeping it real. That's right. The difference is real at Runza. Real beef. They use only 100% real ground beef in all of their burgers and Runza sandwiches. Real bread. No matter what's inside your favorite Runza sandwich, the bread is made fresh daily by a real person and served piping hot from the oven. And real onions. Every day they start with the freshest whole hand-sliced onions and dip them twice for their real rings. Stop by Runza in Fall City. They're keeping it real.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Randy Gatula, Tom Bartek back with you tonight. We're live from Sterling, Nebraska. The Sterling Jets hosting the Pawnee City Indians. Two top 10 ranked teams in six-man in Nebraska. 30-22 our score with 4.5 minutes to play in the third quarter. Bonnie City in a punting situation, 4th and 14.
Osborne back to punt the ball. There's the snap, and the punt's off. Kind of an end-over-end punt that's going to land at the 20-yard line and bounce a little bit toward the Sterling side, and they're going to mark it dead at the 17-yard line of Sterling. Well, they'll take over first and 10, 4:24 left here in the third quarter. Sterling holding on to a 30-22 advantage here.
The Jets jumped out to a 14-0 lead to start this ballgame. They've never given up the lead, but Pawnee City certainly doesn't go away, though, either.
They're not. They're only playing hard.
Only down by 8 right now. They're going to miss Kyle Guerra.
We're going to say that's marked at the 18-yard line for the starting point here for Sterling.
Another train.
Garrett Heyer under center. Pitches the ball back to number 19, who's got an opening around the right end.
Perry.
And he is stopped after about an 18-yard gain for Sterling. So it's going to be first down, Sterling. He came up limping a little bit there, Trenton Perry did.
And he cleaned the freshman on the tackle. That looks like it might be a Charlie horse that he's trying to walk that out. I'm not sure if that's
an inning. Yeah, but he's coming off the field. Let's hope that's not serious for Perry. Well, we got a flag on the play. I'm sorry, Randy, I did not see that. They called the chop block there on Sterling. So that big gain is going to go for naught. They're going to bring it back from the spot of the foul at the 25-yard line and mark off that penalty.
Trenton Perry is their leading rusher for the Sterling Jets. He's over here at the bench right now. And maybe it is an ankle. I thought maybe he was just trying to walk out a calf cramp of some kind. But
going to take the ball back to the Sterling 12-yard line now, where it's going to bring up first down. And let's say, by the looks of that yard marker, about 23 yards there for Sterling. There's the snap. The handoff to number 24 for Sterling around the right. Left end. He cuts back up the middle. Nice run
Rathy
had a nice run. Finally corralled there, but not until he gets to the 28-yard line.
Bryce Guerra on the tackle for the Indians. Guerra with a stop for Pawnee City.
Second down, about 7 yards to go for Sterling. 3:39 in the third quarter, 30-22 Sterling here. They break the huddle. Now back there, going to take the snap, it looks like, is number 32, Andrew Richardson. Split to the right, we've got Heyer and Garacki calls out the snap. There it is, but it's direct snap to them, pitched back to Richardson around the right end there. He's got a good gain up that right side before he's knocked out of bounds there.
On the tackle for Pawnee City, Andy Maloli.
Going to get clear to the 37-yard line of Pawnee City, where it'll bring first down and 10 for Sterling. Got a nice drive going here.
A little bit of extracurricular stuff here on the sideline. The referee let it go. Maloli and Richardson mixing it up a little bit, well out of bounds after Richardson was tackled. But it Andy Richardson with first down yardage easily.
30-22 Jets. First down for the Jets at the Pawnee City 37-yard line. Under center again is Garrett Heyer. Calls the snap count. Pitches the ball back to number 24. And he gets a good gain on that first down play.
Rathy.
I've got to get him down. He hadn't run the ball much in that first half, but he's doing a fine job here in the second half.
Cooster over there on the tackle that time for Pawnee City.
Picks up about 8 yards on that, Randy. Going to bring up second down and 7 for Sterling. Down to the Pawnee City 29-yard line. Into the game comes Osborne there for Pawnee City. Going to put some bigger boys on the line there. See if they can stop that run up the middle. Sterling breaks the huddle. Higher under center. Behind him, number 23, Cody Garacki, and there's a snap and direct handoff to Garacki. Goes around the left side, breaks into the open, and he is in for the score. 29-yard score on that for Garacki for Sterling. Oh, wait a minute. There is a flag. Let's see what it is.
Waiting to see.
And they're discussing it there, and unsportsmanlike conduct is going to be, against Sterling. Was that after? It was after the play, so the touchdown is going to count. Going to bring our score to 36-22. That, wonder if they'll mark that off here on the extra
carried
point.
Carried the ball in just now.
That was Racky did. They're going to try for the point after.
Carson McAuliffe will be kicking the ball there. They'll take that penalty on the kickoff then, it looks like. McAuliffe will be kicking. Garrett Heyer will be holding the ball. 36-22 the score. They line up for the two-point kick. Heyer calls the snap. Count. Long wait. There's the snap. Ball is up, and it is good. Good for the score for Sterling, and to bring our score to 38-22 with 2:15 left in the third. You're listening to High School Football on KTNC, and we'll be back in 30 seconds.
Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City. From farm to market, you can count on Consolidated Grain and Barge to add value to your operation. They're well equipped to handle your grain quickly and efficiently. They focus on fast and friendly service to help move your grain safely and efficiently while providing exceptional service to you. Call today Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City and discuss alternative marketing solutions.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
The scoring recap's brought to you by Farm Bureau Financial Services in Auburn, Nebraska. Jake or Tasha, meet your needs in Auburn and Weston Witt in Falls City.
Well, the Jets put together a four-play, 62-yard drive. Cody Gracke capped it off with a 29-yard run. McAuliffe kicked the two-point conversion, and the Jets now go back up by 16, 38-22. Sterling on top with 2:15 to play in the third period. The scoring drive recap presented by Farm Bureau Financial Services in Auburn and Falls City. Now with the penalty yardage, Tom, they're going to be bringing the ball all the way back to the 15-yard line to tee it up for this kickoff. Andy Richardson is going to kick it off, and it would look like Maloli may have a good opportunity here for a return.
You would think. Unless there's a big gust that comes up from east to west there and takes that ball somewhere,
Still can't get how sparsely populated the field is on these kickoffs.
Here's Richardson. There's the kickoff. Oh, hits a player in the front line there, but number three for Pawnee City's on it. Kylan Kuster there for the recovery. Boy, that kind of ping-ponged off one of the Pawnee players there. It looked like maybe Sterling would get a break, but...
Kuster very alertly dove on the football. No,
he sure did.
No Pawnee, trying for any heroics there.
Pawnee City's going to have excellent field position at the Sterling 34-yard line.
We saw how fast the points can get racked up in 2 minutes there at the end of the second quarter, so let's see what happens here.
Yeah, it's good to see Osmond back there in the backfield calling the signals with... number 16, Anthony Kling behind him, who takes the pitch on the right side and is going to be stopped for a very short gain, if any, there.
Good pursuit there on the part of the Jets. Everybody, again, Richardson was over there to lead the stop.
Second down and 15 now for the Pawnee City Indians at the Sterling 35-yard line. Minute 49 and counting here in the third quarter. We've got both Kling and Osborne over talking with the coach here, bringing in the play. And here comes back Little.
I was looking on the sideline over there trying to find Kyle Gira, and I think he's standing there at the 20-yard line. He's got his helmet on.
Oh, that's a good sign. Osborne back with the snap, pitches the ball back to Kling, and again, Sterling is just smothering that run up the middle.
Jeff Farwell was your ball carrier that time. He stuck in there in place of Kling, another freshman, another 135-pounder.
16?
14.
14 had that ball. I thought, okay, all right. Going to bring up third down now in 15 for Pawnee City. Wow. Number 14, Jeff Farwell, in there on that run. Bringing the play in again, and Osborne is, there he comes in,
Farwell will be your running back again this play.
Got him.
Clock's down to 43 seconds here in this period.
Maloli's back there again in the backfield now. Osborne in front of him at the quarterback position. We've got a timeout on the field here, it looks like. I believe Sterling has called it. You are listening to High School Football here on KTNC, and we will be back in 30 seconds.
Financing is probably the last thing farmers want to think about when they finish harvesting that last bit of crop. But you are in luck. The local ag experts at F&M Bank are here to make it easy.
you can prop your feet up while the F&M Bank Ag Lender set your operation up for success. Come see Derek, Alex, or Rod at F&M Bank for your farm financing needs. Local decisions, local solutions, local focus.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
We welcome you back to Sterling, Nebraska. 33 and a half seconds left to play in the third quarter here at Sterling. The Sterling Jets leading the Pawnee City Indians 38-22. Two top 10 ranked teams in six-man football squaring off tonight. And it's been a very entertaining evening thus far.
Pawnee City's got a big third down here at the Sterling 35-yard line, third and 15. Osborne back behind center, and behind him is Maloli as a running back. There's a snap. Osborne rolls right, throws the ball to Maloli there. He takes it around the left side. There's a good block. Gets around the end there, and puts a couple moves, and he breaks out in the open. And he is going to go all the way for a score for Pawnee City. Wow. Maloli had some tough traffic to get through and navigated right through there for a score. Wow, Pawnee City is just playing hard to stay in this game.
35-yard run there by Andy Maloli.
Two-point conversion with two-point kick is they're lined up for, with Osborne going to do the honors of the kick. Back holding there is number five, Justin Pierce. Well, now we've got timeout on the field by Pawnee. They had a hard time getting people in. You're listening to High School Football. We're going to take a little break here, and we'll be back in 30 seconds.
Mom, I got the job. I got the job.
That's fantastic. Is it more money?
It's a lot more money.
Oh, you deserve it for working so hard at the community college.
I'm not done yet. I'm going to get my bachelor's degree.
Wow, where?
Peru State College. They offer degrees completely online. They didn't hassle me about what courses transferred, and they offer in-state tuition to everyone.
Do you think I could go too?
Of course. Just visit Peru State College at peru.edu.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Welcome back. This scoring drive is brought to you by Farm Bureau Financial Services in Auburn, Nebraska. Two-point conversion here. We'll get that scoring recap after this. Osborne lined up for that. There's a snap. It's down. It's blocked by Sterling there. So the two-point conversion is no good. No good. So, we're going to do that scoring recap now, Randy.
We'll take a 30-second break here. We'll be back after this half a minute. You're listening to High School Football on KTNC.
Electrical problems? Call the problem solvers. El Camino Electric in Fall City. With over 15 years' experience in the electric industry, they are licensed, bonded, and insured. They do agricultural, commercial, and residential. El Camino also has free estimates on any work you might want done. So call the problem solvers at El Camino Electric in Fall City at 402-245-3628. Solve your electrical issues with El Camino Electric in Fall City.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Scoring Drive Recap brought to you by Farm Bureau Financial Services in Auburn and Fall City. Well, it took Pawnee City just three plays to go 35 yards, a 35-yard run by Andy Maloli. Conversion kick was blocked, and so with 18 seconds to go here in the third quarter, it's a 10-point ball game. Sterling 38, Pawnee City 28.
Osborne teeing the ball up at the 30-yard line. Back deep for Sterling is Rathi. Here he comes, and there's the kick, and it's kind of on the ground and going toward the sideline, but it's going to stay in the field of play. Picked up by Rathi, goes around the right side there, and there's a flag coming out there. He's running up the right sideline still, and he's finally smothered, knocked out of bounds there.
That's the very end of the play. Big Simon Osborne had him in a big bear hug. We may have had another flag thrown here. There's one upfield.
One upfield. Let's see. We're waiting for the call here. Here it is. It's a hold against Sterling. And that's the only penalty I see. So they're going to mark that off from the spot, which is at about the 26-yard line. So they're marking that back.
How long it takes to play the last minute or so of each period? We spent 10 minutes on the last 2 minutes of the second period.
Oh, my. Sterling's going to have first down at their own 17-yard line. They 10 seconds left here in the third quarter. Higher under center. Goes the snap count. There's the snap. Pitch play back here. Oh, and he is caught in the backfield. Number 24 goes nowhere. Wow. Rathi is wrapped up for a 3-yard loss. And the third quarter runs out. We're going to lead. It's 38-28 here at the end of the third. Sterling still holding the lead. And we're going to take a quick break here. You're listening to high school football on KTNC, and we'll be back in 30 seconds.
Farm and City Supply, we take good care of you. Family owned with the best brands in the business. We've got wall-to-wall selection, yes we do. Your country Boston superstore, we've got what you're looking for. For your farm, for your home, or your family, yes it's true. Farm and City Supply, we take good care of you.
Farm and City Supply, North 73 Highway in Falls City.
He's on the 30, he's on the 20, he's on the 10, it's a touchdown!
There's nothing like football. The lights, the cheers of the crowd, and getting a chance to see our local athletes and kids give it all they've got. Come to a game. Support our local schools. Frontier Bank. Good with money. We're an equal housing lender. Member FDIC. Online at frontbank.com.
Frontier Bank. Fall City and Stella.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
And we welcome you back to Sterling. We get set to move into fourth quarter action. 38-28, Sterling up by 10. Jets have the football, working from their own 13-yard line, facing second down and 18 yards to go from their own 13. Quarterback Garrett Heyer has a single setback behind him in the backfield. That's Perry. Perry in motion. They pitch the ball back to the trailing back. Richardson, he wants to throw the ball. Throws the ball back complete and caught at the 15-yard line. For no gain.
I think it hit the ground. Did they call that a completed pass?
I think they did. He actually caught it right at the line of scrimmage. It's if he caught it one way or the other. Anyway, you slice it, it's still going to be third down and 13. I think they called it a completion with a loss of about a half a yard because now the ball is back inside the 15. It was about on the 15-yard line.
So they're down at 18 now.
Yeah.
With that extra five there on that.
Yeah, there you go. Third down and 18 yards to go. 9:53 to play in the ball game. It's a 10-point Sterling lead. Garrett Heyer is the quarterback. I think Perry and Gracky are back there with him. Trip set to the right side of the field. Heyer calls the count. Has the snap. He's back to pass. Setting up. No, that's Richardson. Downfield, the pass intended for Carson McCullough, the center. McCullough, the center, was all the way down at the 55-yard line. Richardson threw that pass, Andy Richardson, not a bad lead.
No, it wasn't. Good coverage. Good coverage by Maloli on that. He was back there right with him there and knocked the ball away.
Incompletion brings up fourth down and 18 yards to go with the football just inside the 15-yard line. Punting situation. Andy Richardson in to punt the ball away. Andrew stands at his own 3-yard line.
Maloli back deep here.
Maloli waits midfield at the 40 for Richardson's punt. Gets the snap, gets the punt away. Oh, a nice one. Richardson moved one. Maloli chases it down. It's going to go inside the 30, inside the 20, and all the way down to about the 18-yard line. That's a nice
punt. That was a nice punt.
Football by Andy Richardson to get the ball inside the 20. So now the Pawnee City Indians find themselves trailing by 10 with 9:35 left to play in the football game, and they'll have it first and 15. Starting at their own 18-yard line is where they'll mark it. For the Hyman Osborne is the quarterback. Andy Maloli, the running back. Kyle Guerra, I think, is still out of the game. We'll figure out who else is in there right now. Kling, I believe. Pitch the ball back to the trailing back, Maloli. He comes to the right side. He's out across the 20, the 25, and taken out of bounds near the 30-yard line. Perhaps just across the 30 is where they knocked him out of bounds.
Gracky was there to knock him out. He got some good yards there on first down.
Kyle Guerra back in the ballgame.
Oh, I see that.
Got his right ankle heavily taped. He's got a two rolls of tape used up on that ankle, but he's in the ballgame.
Picked up 12 yards on that.
Harris sets in a slot to the right. Maloli in the backfield, set behind Osborne, the quarterback. Osborne pitched back to Maloli. He reverses his field, tries to cut it back against the green. Broke through, gets the ball out across the 35 to the 36-yard line. Tackle there. Coming down.
Jared Heyer with a big hit there for Sterling. Knock him down, but not until he gets the first down, Randy.
First down yardage out to the 37-yard line. Pawnee City down by 10, 38-28. We've got a football game here tonight in Sterling. 9 minutes, 9 seconds to play. Clock is running. Indians taking a long time in the huddle. Joey Martini, the center, leads him up. Split wide to the right side is Jet Farwell. Farwell is a wide out, trips to the right. Osborne takes the snap. Inside handoff to Guerra. Guerra on a bad wheel, gets nothing. He'll be tackled right at the line of scrimmage. Kyle Guerra in there playing on that ankle, but you can see he doesn't quite have that explosiveness that he normally would show you.
Garrett Heyer there made the stop. No gain there for Pawnee.
Maloli and Guerra are in the backfield with Osborne. Wide to the right side comes Jet Farwell, the freshman. Guerra sets in a slot to the right, trips right. Maloli the single setback. Back to pass. Osborne dumps it off. Gives it to Maloli. Maloli's got some open field in front of him. Comes to the right sideline. He'll have first down yardage. A flag is thrown. Now he'll be caught from behind and tackled down near the 15-yard line. But we've got a flag all the way back out here at the 37.
Carson McAuliffe on the stop, but I think they're going to get him for a holding call maybe here, Randy. Let's see what they say.
It's interesting in six-man football, when you snap the ball to the quarterback, how he can run one way to bring the on-rushing defender and then throw it off to his buddy on the other side, and that gives him a whole bunch of open real estate in front of him. Maloli made the most of it there. It's all going to be for naught because of the penalty here. 15 yards assessed against the Indians, brings the ball back to the 33-yard line, and now it's going to bring up second down and about 18 yards to go. From the 33, clock is down to 8:09 to play in the game. 38-28, 10-point Sterling lead. Here come the Indians over the football. Two wide outs left, one wide right. Osborne with Maloli set behind him. Martini is the center. Now in motion from left to right. Back to pass. Simon gets away from one defender, sets up, throws back across the field, passes caught. No, incomplete. They say he trapped it. No gain on the play. It'll bring up third down and 13 yards to go.
Yeah, wasn't going to go anywhere anyway. They Heyer was there. They were ready for that. But he dove for it and just kind of off his chest. It would have been just about a two-yard gain anyway.
Carson McAuliffe was flying all kinds of pressure on Simon Osborne. McAuliffe was right in his face. He's a big kid, 6'2". Gets those arms up there. Okay, wide right is Cooster. In a slot to the right is Farwell. Pass goes left, in and out of the hands of the receiver. They were looking for Bryce Guerra.
Higher there for the stop, and has a nice stand there by Sterling defensively after Pawnee had some good field position.
That pass almost got there before Bryce Guerra was ready for it. He was still turning around, and it was in his hand.
Yeah, he didn't look like he was quite ready to be.
Fourth down and 18, punting situation now. Is it Osborne to punt? Yes.
Osborne to punt, and back deep is number 32, Andrew Richardson. There's the punt.
Richardson's going to field that ball at the 15. He starts to his right to the 20.
Oh,
flags come
flags.
In. He's out near the 25. Richardson goes down there.
Looks
we've got flags thrown back down around the 20-yard line.
They're going to get higher for a block in the back here, it looks like, Randy.
Yes, illegal block in the back. So that negates a return by Richardson, and that's going to back the Jets down deep in their own territory. Sterling still clinging to a 10-point lead here over the Pawnee City Indians. Lots of time left. 7:39 to go in the football game. It's a 10-point contest. But we both know in six-man football, 10 points is nothing.
Look at the end of the first half. Huh?
All right, they'll mark the football back to the 12-yard line. First and 15 for the Jets, working from their own 12. Heyer is the quarterback. Back set in the I formation behind him are Gracky and Peary. Higher with the end set in tight next to the center. Pitch the ball back. That's Peary, the trailing back. He came left, now reverses, goes right. No place to go.
That,
he wrapped up. Actually, that was Gracky, I think.
Number three, Kylan Cooster on the stop there. We ran a long way to get nothing on that, didn't he, Randy?
Yeah, no gain on the play. Second down, 15 yards to go. The line of scrimmage back to the 12-yard line. My name is Randy Gatula, calling your play-by-play. That's Tom Bartek over there, and you're listening to us tonight on KTNC, 1230 AM, 107.1 FM in Falls City, Nebraska. Hope you're enjoying the broadcast as much as we're enjoying bringing it to you. Higher on second down and 15. Calling his starting count. Long count. They look it over. Gracky and Peary behind him. Higher pitches the ball back. That'll be Peary with the football coming around the left side. He's going to be hit and dropped out near the 20-yard line. They'll bring him down at the 20.
Gira and Cooster on the stop there.
Looks to have a gain on the play of about 8. Going to bring up third down and 7 yards to go now. They need to get it out to the 27-yard line. Ball is on the hash mark in from the near side. Sterling going from our right to left, west to east here.
This is a big possession in this game, Randy.
Right side of the field to the right for the Jets as they break the huddle. Garrett Heyer, the 165-pound senior signal caller, will be under center this time with his back set in the I formation. Gracky, the fullback, Peary in the top of the eye. Higher, calling his cadence, has the snap, pitch to Peary. Peary cuts inside. He'll be wrapped up and dropped short of the first down yardage inside the 25. Near the 23-yard line, it's going to bring up fourth down and possibly a punting situation here for Sterling.
Bryce Gira on the stop there for Pawnee. Wow.
The Jets are facing fourth down and 4. The football is at their own 23-yard line. 5:39 to play in the ballgame. Sterling up by 10, 38, 28. Will they punt it away here or try and go for first down yardage?
I got to think they got to play it a little safe with that 10-point lead. Got Maloli back here deep for Pawnee, thinking it's going to be a punt.
Right now they're lining up. Well, no, they're lining up to punt the ball. Waiting for the snap. Anything can happen, though. And, no, they pitch it back. They're going to run the football. They're going to throw the football.
No,
they're
going
to run it. First down yardage. A flag is thrown. They got the first down, but a flag is thrown out to the 30-yard line. Goes Peary for first down, but now let's see what the flag is holding on the Jets. Now they'll have to punt it. So I just had a gut feeling we were looking at a little bit of trickery on that one.
And they had it set up nice, but he just held him up out there on the end there.
But with that penalty, what that means now is Pawnee City down by 10 is going to get the ball back with 5:04 to go. And that's an eternity in this six-man
game.
Yes, it is. 38-28, if you're just tuning in and joining us, is our score. Sterling leading Pawnee City.
Richardson got a boomer off the last time here.
Yeah, he really kicked the heck out of it. He'll stand at his own 2-yard line. Who we got back deep?
We got Maloli back deep.
Maloli's waiting. Okay. Richardson, they'll snap it to the up man, who then pitches to Richardson, and he'll punt it from there. Goes to the first guy. Now they pitch to Richardson. He gets the kick away. Another nice kick. Maloli stands under it, calls a fair catch. No, he runs the football. Broke a tackle. Got away at the 30, at the 20, 35. Now at the 40.
Wow.
Across the 40, down to the 38-yard line. They had Maloli by the jersey and spun him around in a circle. He got away. And
good.
Ended up advancing the return inside the 40-yard line at the Sterling 38 in Pawnee City. Outstanding field position.
Garacki made the stop. Boy, I tell you, he is slippery, that Maloli, isn't he?
Well, he's had 657 yards rushing coming into this one in only 5 ball games. That tells you a whole bunch right there. Here we go. First and 15 for the Indians at the 38-yard line of Sterling. 4:26 to go in the game. 38-28, Sterling on top. Osborne has the snap. Pitch the ball back to Maloli, running to the right. Check that. Kyle Gira running to the right. And Gira crashes forward down to the 32-yard line. He'll have a gain of about 6 on the carry. It's going to bring up second down and 9 yards to go.
Hard hit by Richardson there on the stop there for Sterling.
Andrew Richardson is just an athlete. As I said,
he
can play any position out there. He kicks the ball, throws the ball, runs with the football, and makes bone-crushing tackles.
This has been a hard-hitting game, some good tackling. And in 6, man, you've got to be tackling good, or else.
Second down and 9 now. The line of scrimmage, the 32-yard line. The ball is on the right hash mark, wide side of the field to the left for Pawnee City. Here come the football. Andy Maloli sets behind Simon Osborne. trips to the right. Osborne's back to pass. Osborne dumps it over. Oh, the ball is knocked down. Good job there by Carson McCullough. McCullough got a hand up. They were going to try and dump it over to Maloli, and McCullough put his hands up and batted the ball down. Ball's incomplete, and now it'll bring up third down and 9 yards to go. Again, the football will be spotted at the 32-yard line.
Yeah, that was a nice play by McCullough. It looked like that had some space for some gaining of some yards on that by Maloli if he'd have got it over his outstretched arms.
Folks listening at home tonight on KTNC or perhaps on MSESports.net, if you're enjoying the broadcast as much as Tom and I are enjoying bringing it to you tonight, we're all having a pretty good time. This has been a lot of fun. Here we go. Third down and 9 at the 32-yard line for the Indians. Quarterback Simon Osborne has the snap. He wants to throw. There's the pressure. Downfield has a receiver and a pass off the fingertips of his intended receiver. He was looking for Garrett Heyer. Heyer had the ball in his mitts and just could not find the handle on it. I'll check that. I called it.
Heyer made the stop there for Sterling there. He knocked it down. Yeah, the receiver out there, no, Kyle Gira. It was.
I thought it was going to be intercepted.
Yeah, it was darn close, Randy. You're right.
So now the ball comes back to the 32-yard line, fourth down and 9 yards to go at the 32.
Scores down. I got to think they almost got to go for this, Randy. Fourth down and about 9.
Farwell splits wide right. Snap back to Simon. Pressure coming. Simon has it knocked down again. Went the third wall. This time, I believe Tanner McDonald got up there and batted it down. So that's twice now. But Simon trying to dump it back over to Maloli. Obviously, the Jets have found out they can run in there with their arms up. And this time it was McDonald. Big defensive play there for Tanner McDonald.
Yes, it was.
That means that the turn the ball over on downs. Sterling will have the football first and 10, working from their own 32-yard line with 3:24 to play in the ballgame and a 10-point lead, 38-28. Garrett Heyer is the quarterback. Backs are set in the I formation. Gracke and Perry set behind him. Heyer calling his cadence on first and 15 at his own 32. Gives the ball straight up the middle. Running tough with it is Cody Gracke. Gracke has it across the 40. Gets it into Pawnee City territory down to the 37-yard line.
Ran through a couple tackles and then finally brought down by Kuster.
Gain of 10 on the carry. Brings up second down and 5 yards to go for the Jets. Now, the Jets just want to keep that clock running here. They're probably going to keep this thing on the ground. There's the 3-minute mark. 3 minutes to go in the football game. This has been one hard-fought contest tonight. A 10-point ball game, 38-28 right now.
Looks like Pawnee's only got one timeout left, Randy,
Carson
on that board.
Carson McCullough will snap the ball to Garrett Heyer. They're going to run the play clock down as far as they can. I formation, double tight end set. Heyer under center. Now fly whistle sound. Procedure penalty, movement against the Jets. That's not what they wanted to have.
Not what they wanted.
The 5-yard penalty puts the football back to the Sterling 38-yard line, where it'll be second down and 10 yards to go from the 38. Clock stop with 2:35 to go. Now they'll begin running the clock after the penalty yardage is marched off. And again, Sterling is going to come up there and let that clock run as long as they possibly can before they snap the football. Quarterback's looking upfield at the back judge here. It's going to tell him when he's down to 5 seconds. Clock's at 2:15. Heyer under center. Split backs behind him. Turns. Pitches the ball back to Perry. Perry's got some room and he gets the ball out to the 35. Maybe just at the 35-yard line. He'll be short of first down yardage. It'll bring up third down and 2 as we try to talk over the train.
Gira with the stop. I'm surprised that they started that clock up again with that penalty, Randy. I don't think that should have happened.
Clock is down to 1:48 and running. It's third down now. The football timeout taken on the field, so we're going to step aside for a 30-second break. You're listening to High School Football on KTNC.
For over 80 years, Farm Bureau Financial Services has served the unique needs of the ag industry. As members of your community, we get to know you and your operation, providing coverage for your farm, ranch, machinery, livestock, and so much more. Find out why we're the number one ag insurer. It's your future. Let's protect it.
See Jake or Tasha Arm Connect on 19th Street in Auburn or West and Witt in Falls City. Your local Farm Bureau agents.
Number one ag insurer across our eight-state territory. 2018 SNL PNC Group Direct Written Premium.
You are listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1.
Well, Tom Bartek, your gut feeling was right there. They started the clock and should not have. They're going to put 1:52 back on the clock here at Sterling. A minute 52 to play. Again, to set the stage for you, 38-28, Sterling up by 10. The Jets have the football just outside the 35-yard line of Pawnee City. Sterling is facing second down and or third down and a long 2 yards to go. That crossbar from where I'm sitting perfectly covers that three and that two up. I've been battling that all night. At the 35-yard line, third down and two, Garrett Heyer with backs in the I formation. Garacki and Peary. Heyer calling his cadence, has the snap, gives the ball off to his fullback. No place for Cody Garacki to go. He's going to be caught and thrown for a loss.
Maloli made a nice stop there.
Cody Garacki had tacklers on him almost as soon as he got the football. No chance to get running, and he'll lose yardage. A loss of nearly three back out to the 38-yard line, and now it's fourth down and 5 yards to go for Sterling. Clock continues to tick away here. Pawnee City watching these precious seconds go away, trailing by 10, 38-28. This has been one well-played, hard-fought football game tonight here in Sterling.
It sure has. It looks like they're going to rip that run down and then call a timeout here, Sterling is. Yeah.
Clock's down to 1:11, and now timeout is taken with 1:09 to play in the ballgame, 38-28. Sterling leading Pawnee City. Don't go away. We'll be back after this 30-second timeout. You're listening to High School Football on KTNC.
Autumn is upon us, and that means Breast Cancer Awareness Month is here. Breast cancer is one of the most curable forms of cancer, and the 5-year survival rate is 100% when discovered in its very early stage. This is a reminder to do something good for yourself and your loved ones. Schedule your mammogram today. At Community Medical Center Falls City, we are here for you. Let's take action together to learn about knowing your body and early detection to beat this disease. CMC, serving others, caring with compassion, and making a difference.
You are listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
We've got a few scoring updates before we get back to the action. Auburn won their ball game against Nebraska City, 41-14. South Holt wins their game against Mound City, 24-20, and Milford is ahead 55-0 after three against Falls City.
Now, Falls City's been hit by the injury bug. The Tigers awfully shorthanded on that road trip out to Milford tonight. All right, fourth down and five. The line of scrimmage, the 38-yard line of Pawnee City. They're going to line up and go after it. Aaron Heyer sets his backs in the I formation. Gracky the fullback, Peary in the top of the I, fake the handoff. Back to passes, Heyer. Heyer, pass is going to be complete to Tanner McDonald. He's got down yardage. McDonald inside the 30-yard line, and that's going to do it with a first down for Sterling. They'll be able to take a knee and run the clock out here. Less than a minute to play now. 59 seconds on the game clock. Tanner McDonald made the reception and came down the left sideline.
That was a big play, Randy. They're going to be able to take a couple of knees here and just finish this off here.
59 seconds left on the clock. The ball is spotted at the 26-yard line, first and 15. Sterling will come over it here. They're going to set in a shotgun to take a knee. Now, what else have we seen here tonight? Waiting for the snap from center. Heyer in the shotgun takes a knee. Had a couple of backs back there to protect him. That'll start the clock running down. Well, we've seen one heck of a football game here tonight, Tom. A tip of the hat to both the Sterling Jets and the Pawnee City Indians on a hard-fought six-man contest. A very entertaining football game, I might add.
I'll say.
I've had a lot of fun here tonight.
Yep.
Down to 35 seconds. Sterling will have to take a knee here one more time. Heyer gets a snap, takes a knee. Time will run out. There won't be another play, and that's going to be your football game tonight. Your final score here in Sterling, the Sterling Jets remain undefeated as they defeat Pawnee City 38-28. Stay tuned for the Armbruster Motor Company postgame show coming up after this 2-minute break. You've been enjoying high school football on KTNC.
Like a prairie wildfire, the word is spreading fast. Try it, and you'll agree. dense country meats quality is the best in the Midwest. Schedule your appointment now for your beef and pork custom slaughtering and processing. Place your orders for quarters and sides of dense meats. Special cut to your satisfaction. Always a cut above the rest. Dense Country Meats, your one-stop store for gas and groceries, too. Located on the cutting edge of Highway 4 in Table Rock, Nebraska.
Hey, softball fans. This is Andy at Armbruster Motor Company in Falls City, Nebraska. This week's shout-out for going the extra mile goes to the Falls City Lady Tiger softball slugger, Madison Jones. Congratulations on breaking the season home run record with 14 dingers this season. From all of us at Armbruster Motor Company, congratulations and best of luck.
Armbruster Motors, a tradition of commitment. Armbrusters go the extra mile.
Is it time to buy or sell? How about a property that needs to be managed? Call on the pros at Poppy Realty and Management in Falls City. They can provide you with management services for your farm, ranch, or recreational property, and can also assist you in buying or selling your property. Brian Poppy is a licensed broker in Nebraska and Kansas, here to help you seal the deal. Call Poppy Realty and Management today, and rest easy because you're in good hands. Call 245-5808 or visit 1616 Harlan Street in Falls City.
What is fast? Race cars? A cheetah? Well, if internet didn't come to mind, call Southeast Nebraska Communications and get the Triple Play bundle, including voice, internet, and Skitter TV, plus options for more speed. Their fast internet will allow multiple devices to download, upload, and stream video and games without pauses when buffering. Live in the Falls City area? Call Southeast Nebraska Communications and go fast.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Welcome back. This post-game scoring recap is brought to you by Armbruster Motor Company in Falls City. If you've been in a fender bender, need a touch-up paint job, or a tow-in, Armbruster Motor Company in Falls City has you covered.
Well, we'll pick up this second half scoring recap with the fireworks that occurred in the final 2 minutes of the second quarter. 14-8 was our score after one period, and we got down to 2 minutes to go in the first half when Andy Maloli scored on a 67-yard run for Pawnee City. The kick failed, but suddenly Pawnee City was back within eight at 22-14. Then with a minute 44 to play in that first half, Trenton Peary got loose for a 70-yard touchdown run. McAuliffe made the two-point kick, and we went into the half with a 30-14 Sterling lead. Lots of scoring in the third quarter. Pawnee City's Kyle Guerra, a 43-yard touchdown run. Osborne kicked the two-point diversion. The Indians weren't going away. 30-22, again an 8-point ball game. Then with 2:15 to go in the third quarter, a 29-yard run by Cody Gracke capped a 4-play, 62-yard drive for Sterling. McCullough's kick for two made it 38-22, and it looked like Sterling, up by 16, could maybe start to relax a little. Not so, because with 18 seconds to play, still in the third quarter, I might add, Pawnee City's Andy Maloli reeled off a 35-yard touchdown run, capped a 3-play, 35-yard drive. The kick was blocked, however, and Sterling was hanging on to a 38-28 lead after three quarters. The fourth quarter, it turned into a defensive battle. Neither team able to put any points on the board, and that's a testament to the defense of these two football teams. Seldom do you have a scoreless quarter in six-man football. That's what we had here tonight, and our final score ended up Sterling 38 and Pawnee City 28. Now, with the win, the Sterling Jets advance. They remain undefeated. They move to 6-0 on the year, and the Pawnee City Indians fall to 4-2. Tom Bartek, your thoughts on this one?
Oh, what an entertaining game. I hope we get to do this again, Randy. That was fun. That was a fun game to watch.
Let's take one more peek at those scoring caps that you had here. I know we had Auburn got the win tonight over Nebraska City, 41-14.
Southold beat Mound City, 24-20. And then the last score I had was Milford was way up in the third after three quarters against the Tigers, 55-0.
And Sacred Heart won over Omaha
Christian
Academy.
They won 48-14.
Okay, so those are the finals again here in Sterling, 38-28. And I, before we wrap it up and say goodnight here again, I want to just give a tip of the hat to both teams, the Sterling Jets, Pawnee City Indians. These kids all played their hearts out here. This six-man game is a lot of fun. I hope we have an opportunity to do some more of it here best of luck to both of these teams for the rest of your season here. We'll be watching you and see what maybe we can get lined up later on in this season.
Top 10 matchup that lived up to what it looked like it should be, Randy.
It sure did. So that's about going to wrap it up for our live coverage of high school football tonight. For Aaron Wisdom, our producer-engineer, and Tom Bartek, I'm Randy Gatula. We leave you with the final score tonight, the Sterling Jets 38 and the Pawnee City Indians 28. Good night, Southeast Nebraska. You've been listening to High School Football on KTNC.